This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information.
Available at most stores.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half the hour now. It's the weekend overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio that you're about to hear. The DJ viewers include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and me, Doug Steffen, with the charts from Talkers Magazine in the focus. We post these on our Facebook pages, our social media pages, our website at talkers.com as well. The week of February the 22nd to the 26th with the stories and the people. I think maybe I sort of try to change this up every week, ladies. We'll start with the people list this week. Last week, I think we did the story list. All of these have been in the focus, according to Tucker. We're listening to all the stations around the country. They get there. You know, they get the drift of things. This is about national and local hosts and what they're talking about. So, at number 10 on the list is Tiger Woods. Anybody know what his status is as we go into the weekend? What the car accident, I think most people understand or know.
He's doing pretty well, actually. Yeah. They just moved him from where he was at UCLA Harbor Medical Center over to Cedars-Sinai. The reason that they do that is not necessarily for continuation of care, but because Cedars is actually built to handle all of the paparazzi and all of the media that are standing outside. And so they usually move celebrities there as quickly as
they
can.
But what are they standing outside for? How ridiculous that is. What,
I just don't know if it's that they're standing outside or if they're trying to sneak in.
The fool, huh? What?
Think about how easy it is for one of those TMZ guys to try to sneak into a hospital and try to sneak. So I'm sure that's part of the equation. I don't know why they stand out there, especially when they know his life is not at risk. His career certainly may be, but I think the good news here is that he escaped, and the sheriff's department in L.A. said he's lucky he was wearing a seatbelt because it's very possible that he wouldn't have gotten away.
He didn't walk away.
That's right.
All right, so that's the Tiger Woods reality at the end of the week. At number 9, people still talking about Rush Limbaugh. In fact, something started this week. It's sort of a what if. There are plenty of people listening to this program who are still big fans of Limbaugh and sure they will be years to come. So there has been an idea floated, and I'm not sure whether it's by the syndicated premier, where it came from, but there are those people who are asking around to see if there would be support for a 24/7 Rush Limbaugh channel that would have nonstop reruns of all of his programs from the first day he went on the air in 1988. Would you listen to that? How many people do you think would? There are plenty of Rush fans.
Not exclusively, but I'd go through and check it out.
Mm-hmm. And whether that is what they don't think that's what they're going to do at noontime, that is have three, they're doing it now, 3 hours of Rush playing back and forth. But it's kind of like when you get down to the nitty-gritty of how this has worked in the past, there have been shows, and American Top 40 is the one that comes to mind immediately. Casey Kasem is heard on stations all across the country all weekend, every weekend, and has been. These are shows that were running in the 70s. He was on for, I think, 14, maybe more than that. I can't remember how many years he was on. But they replay them on the weekend on the stations that fit into that format. Oldie stations, classic hit stations, that sort of thing. And they don't have, I don't believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that there's a Casey Kasem station anywhere, or it wouldn't be a station, it would be a satellite destination where you could plug in and play, you know, like Scott Shannon has the True Oldies channel, and there are things like that that exist, but I don't think there's a Casey Kasem. But the weekends really is perfect, and they're still making a lot of money syndicating those shows. So I'm sure one of the motivations by the folks at Premiere is to try to keep some of that $100 million a year in billing that Limbaugh had, which they will not keep with anybody else that they put in that slot, no matter how they slide. It wasn't just that. I don't want to get into the weeds too much here, but it wasn't that the advertising revenue was the only thing, because there were a lot of companies that paid millions of dollars to have Limbaugh on their stations, as well as paying, as allowing the advertising or having the advertising as part of the program. So there were two ways of making money. So there are, but there are the, I think the movement is called Rush Rooms Radio Forever, something like that, or hashtag Rush Forever. So if you're up for that, I don't think it's a bad idea, frankly. It would be it's a good business move, and it's a good way to appease a lot of people that want to hear Rush and don't really want to listen to many other people that are on the radio, frankly. Okay, number 8 on the people list, Cyrus Vance Jr. This one has me completely buffled. I don't know what, I mean,
the
I know who Cyrus
Southern
Vance
District
was.
Of New York.
Okay, so he's going after
well, the Supreme
Trump.
Court allows all of Trump's tax returns, and it's literally millions of documents, which is going to take months for them to go through, but it was all delivered to the Southern District this week.
People could say to me, well, you're not informed. Anything I see that has anything to do with Trump, I just drop it. I just go.
Well, it potentially
go around.
Could
I
not had, be great news for Trump. So
well, I understand that.
And
some people may want to know that. I get this, the headline. I just, for me, I'm done with Trump. I just hit the dump button when it comes to anything about Trump. All right, number 7 is Andrew Cuomo, and what's going on with him? There are a lot of things going on with him, but I think this is more about the charges of sexual abuse, right? By
it's about everything.
Is it only one, or is it
one
person?
Uh-huh. It's one woman right now criticizing not just the governor for whatever he said and did to her. I guess he tried to kiss her or forced a kiss from her. But it's about the culture in his office. A lot of women around, she says, protect and normalize his commentary and that sort of thing. But it's multi-level for
is
him.
Is it
He's
words
got a real
or
problem.
Is it actions? Is what is it? A little of both?
She said both. Yeah, she said mm-hmm. both. That he tried to, he did kiss her without her consent.
This
and
is Lindsay Boylan?
Comments.
Is yeah. she the one
but,
that worked for him?
He also has got the nursing home scandal behind him where he took, and it's apparently growing not just from nursing homes now, but to group homes and to institutional settings where people with disabilities and people who have mental problems are housed. There is also an effort to put people into those places and when they had COVID-19. And so now you've got families who are upset, Democrats, Republicans, AOC has turned on him. People are calling for investigations into him, and there's already an effort. In California, we have a recall, and that means that when there's someone that's elected, you can go through the legal process of recalling that person if they are not demonstrating the leadership that is worthy of the state. And that is not the rules in New York. So they have to do an impeachment in New York. So you'll hear that I word again. So now there's a commission that's been formed, a 60-day commission, to see if they have to see what went on, number one, and to see if there should be a punishment for that in terms of an impeachment.
What do you think? What's the collective here?
I think, I mean, for me, I think an investigation, both into this, I think he gets his day in court. I have always believed in due process. I believe that for Judge Kavanaugh, which he didn't, and I believe it for him. I think that there needs to be an investigation into what this woman's claims are when it comes to sexual harassment. And I think there absolutely needs to be an investigation into the nursing home and an investigation into whether or not his office was stonewalling. The bad news for him is that people in his office have already come out and said that they were stonewalling because they didn't want to have to turn over the numbers to the Department of Justice because, again, it all boils back to the guy you don't like to talk about, and that's Trump. Mm-hmm. Andrew Cuomo did not want to use the resources that the federal government gave him because he didn't want to have to create the storyline that Trump and the federal government actually helped him out. He wanted to say that he was able to do everything in his state of New York, and that worked for a while when he was writing books and collecting Emmy Awards, but now he's got to answer for it. And so I think if he did everything right and by the book, then he should have nothing to worry about.
All right, there it is. We're working on all of these items. You can find the list, as I said, on our social media at DJV Show or at talkers.com. This is the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner is going to bring us up to date on some of the things that you're saying on our social media about these issues of the week as we continue.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Okay, set it down over there and then go to bay 5.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to keep going to finish.
Like Amir's warehouse. To expand capacity, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, 17 after the hour, it's the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits. From our perspective on the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. So we're at Marjorie Taylor Greene on the People list, top 10 list this week, has her. I'm wondering, I didn't realize she was back in the fold. I thought she had gone away kind of not quietly a few weeks ago, but apparently she's back in the fold. And
well,
I just wonder,
taunting her office mate, the woman whose office is across the hall from hers has a transgender child, and so in typical Marjorie Taylor Greene fashion, because you know she's all about humanity and being a wonderful person, she's posting all kinds of posters on her door that are anti-transgender.
What is the matter with this? Woman needs psychological help.
Yes, that's the answer.
I mean, there are a bunch of, on both sides, these groups of people that are serving themselves and not their constituents. I mean, I don't know what you can say. AOC is kind of serving her constituents, but you look at the rest of the bunch, the squad, and then there are these others on the Republican side that are just there to glam and to talk, and what are they doing to advance the cause of the country? Or, I mean, they probably think they're doing God's work or something. I don't know what the hell they think.
I just think a war in the hallway between a Democrat and a Republican is not serving either party's constituents.
No.
It seems
right.
ridiculous
it
that
is
they're
ridiculous.
Having a war, holding up a transgender pride flag and holding up making anti-remarks about it. Just doesn't make any sense. And what does that serve? All it's doing is wasting our time
yep.
and our energy talking about it. Well, people are still suffering. It's so stupid.
Yep, it sure is. Self-serving. It shows you how selfish these people are. That's kind of where I come from. It's all
but
about
it's a misguided
them.
Fight. Fight for your constituents, not over a hallway.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or, you know, are Marjorie Taylor Greene's constituents all worked up about, is that the most important thing to them?
It doesn't even matter right now. Coronavirus and relief and the economy and opening schools are the things that are frustrating people most.
Yeah.
So,
that should be on the top of people's lists. So, you know, you get back... did she replace somebody who retired, or did she defeat somebody who was running against her? But who was the person that was there before from her district? Do you know, was it anybody that had made any noise?
I looked it up the last time around let's see who it is. I'll look it up. Go ahead.
I remember, like, when Presley was elected from the Boston district where Capuano was before, he just took his reelection for granted, and she handed him his head. So, you know, there's some of that that goes on.
It was an open seat. She ran against Karen Handel, actually.
Got
big
it.
Democrat in the state.
21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Jay's in charge of our social media. And so let's take a pause here for a moment to see or hear. Well, you can see it if you go to @DJVShow on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.com/DJVShow, which I guess is where, Jay, we have... More comments do we on Facebook than any of the other platforms, or are we getting a little
Facebook
equalization?
Facebook definitely gets a lot more input, a lot more opinions are posted, which, I mean, we value that. We need opinions from all sides. That's
right.
How you have a good conversation.
I was looking at a comment from a fellow named Carl Kellogg on the Facebook page talking about how I wouldn't be anywhere without Rush Limbaugh, basically.
I totally disagree with that. Completely discounting your talent and your tenacity and your perseverance.
It's it's a reflection of what somebody says or thinks. Limbaugh was very influential.
But I think that's for you.
It has less to do with your talent, though.
I think it has less to do with your talent or anything like that. It has less to do with any of that. Would we be on the medium of talk radio right now? If
would
it
AM radio,
Limbaugh?
Where most of the stations are existing?
And that answer to that is probably no. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So I think I don't think it's a shot at your talent or any of that.
No, I didn't take it that way. But I it's interesting that people think that. All right, so Jay, what else do you see there that's of interest when it comes to some of the issues here?
Stellantis, the parent company to Jeep, defending their use of Cherokee, stating that their vehicle names have been carefully chosen and nurtured to honor and celebrate. And they're willing to have an open dialogue, but they are not willing to change the name. And we asked people if it is tone deaf, do you agree with their stake on this? And 100% of people are giving opinions of no, Jeep, or not Jeep, Stellantis is doing the right thing.
Stellantis is the French-Italian company that owns Chrysler these days. So we're going to ban. What's going to be left of our, not that this is necessarily an important part of our culture, but under the circumstances, I mean, what's left? If you take away, we were talking on the program earlier about Mr. Potato Head, Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, and that getting yanked, even though maybe it isn't going to be yanked as hard as some thought at the beginning of the discussion. But still, I guess my question is, do you not have anything more in your lives than to worry about or get worked up or get your panties in a wad about stuff like this when, as Jennifer just said, Jennifer, would you please recount what the important things are, at least where people who are thinking, what's the most important?
Well, I think getting past a pandemic, right, getting economically back, keeping people safe, and getting kids back to school. I think that's at the top of everybody's list.
I would think so.
And a question, too, is what constitutes cultural appropriation versus cultural appreciation? I mean, some things that are far away from the line, you can tell, but things that are closer to the line, where it is a little blurred.
Will you repeat that? That's brilliant. No, hold on just a second. Let's capture this thought in this moment for a minute. Repeat what you just said because it's brilliant.
What's the difference? When it's very far away from the line, some extremes I totally understand, but when you're closer to the line of cultural appropriation versus cultural appreciation, I don't understand.
Appropriation versus appreciation.
Yeah, that's a debate that's been going on for years, and that's I think a lot of people come out of that thinking if you're profiting off of it, then it's appropriation. And if you're not, and you're just, look, if you love Japanese culture and you want your entire house to be filled with shoji screens and everyone sits on the floor, that's not appropriation, that's appreciation.
No, right.
Unless you're selling your house, you know what I mean? It's you're not making money
thing.
Profiting off of it and kicking someone else out of the space.
And then when
I
some people talk about hairstyles, like cornrows, I was on a competitive dance team growing up. We had all kinds of people. And, I mean, there were a couple dances where our uniform was to be in cornrows. Me, a white girl, you know, woman now, but a girl at the time, I had cornrows. But we were supposed to. Is that cultural appreciation or appropriation?
Definitely a touchy
great.
One for sure.
Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah, it's good. It's a good question. All right, we continue with our look at what's going on here. On the DJV overview, the hot hits and talk radio are what we're working on.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see where we even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials.
This is sponsored by IBM. IBM is committing to net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 to further its long-standing work to address the global climate crisis. The company will prioritize actual reductions in its emissions, energy efficiency efforts, and increased clean energy use across the more than 175 countries where it operates. To achieve this goal, IBM will reduce its greenhouse gas emissions 65% by 2025, procure 75% of the electricity it consumes worldwide from renewable sources by 2025, and reach 90% of IBM's electricity coming from renewable sources. Jim Whitehurst, IBM president, says,
"While IBM is advancing our efforts to fight COVID-19, we also know that we can't put the climate emergency on the back burner. That's why we're announcing this pledge to reach net zero emissions in less than a decade. IBM will continue applying our most powerful technologies and expertise to fight the global climate crisis."
For more information, visit IBM.com/environment.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The last week of February is in the focus here in our overview of what's going on the News Talk Radio world. The DJV gang, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen. We've gone through the people. Well, we're going through the people list. Next up is Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. Who's taking that one on?
Or Kyrsten Sinema. I like the way you said it.
What's her name?
Just Kyrsten Sinema.
Is it spelled weird, though? Is it spelled K-Y-R? Because that would be Kyrsten.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her last name is
Jennifer.
Her last name is just Sinema.
Okay. as in Maxima or whatever. So what's the story here?
Who is she now that we've butchered her name?
Yes,
okay,
right,
she is the senator from Arizona. Joe Manchin is the senator from West Virginia. And the reason that they would be trending this week is because they're the two most powerful people in Washington, D.C. right now. You thought it was Joe Biden? No, it's these two Democrats who are the considered to be the more moderate Democrats in the Senate. And because the Senate is split 50-50, Democrats and Republicans, there's a lot of attention being focused on these two to see what they're going to do, what they're going to vote on, who they're going to confirm in the nomination
process. And what
process
have they done so far that makes them of note?
So this week, to the things that they've been making news about, let's see. First of all, a lot of confirmation hearings going on in the Senate and some controversial ones. The two most controversial, well, we'd add a third, but Neera Tanden, who's been nominated for Office of Management and Budget, OMB, had tweeted nasty things about almost every senator sitting in the chamber, Democrats, Republicans alike. She's really torn.
She did not discriminate.
No, she tore people up. And before her nomination, or before her confirmation hearing, she actually went through and deleted, I think, over 1,000 tweets from her feed. And so Joe Manchin was not impressed with her testimony and says he's probably a no on Neera Tanden, which would mean you need a Republican. And no Republican has said that they're interested in voting for her either. So it looks like her confirmation is in peril. They've actually tabled the rest of the hearings because they don't know what they're going to do with her. Also, Javier Becerra, the attorney general from California, who for whatever reason was picked to run Health and Human Services, is also a bit controversial.
What are his qualifications to do that?
He was involved in the ACA, the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
It's kind of the main thing.
He's also looked at as a not even a pro-choice person, but a pro-abortion legislator. And so to be sitting in Health and Human Services, a lot of conservative Republicans take issue with that. He also has no medical experience, not even in pharmaceuticals or virology. And people say, you know, that may have worked a couple of years ago before the pandemic.
Who do you know to get on the list? Is this Kamala Harris deal?
Yes, he's part of Kamala's squad, but also it was a thank you because he sued Trump's administration like 158 times during during their time in office. So it's kind of a thank you, and sure, Kamala knows him as well. But anyway, that one is sort of in peril. I haven't seen where the senators are on that, but people are looking at Joe Manchin about whether or not he'll confirm. More importantly, the COVID-19 stimulus bill is getting passed through the House. It's going to go to the Senate. The Senate parliamentarian said you cannot include a $15 an hour federal minimum wage, and Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema said that they would not vote for a $15 minimum wage as part of a reconciliation bill, which is what this is, because it violates Senate rules.
Who's voting against the bill because it's full of pork and garbage? Who's standing up
and saying...
Well,
everybody seems to have a piece of something that they want in it, so...
Well, that's how they get the stuff
passed. You have to take the whole... Right, exactly.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If you're willing to push your stuff through, then you have to, you know...
It's not in the best interest of the American people. Meanwhile, speaking of minimum wage, you may have seen that Costco has announced this week they will start paying $16 an hour next week to everybody. That's the minimum wage they will pay.
Costco's making bank right now in the pandemic.
And Costco is giving the boys at Amazon a little food for thought, as they really have been raking in very quietly. They've been maneuvering themselves into a lot of different positions when it comes to online stuff. So look for Costco, in my opinion. Actually, be a good stock to own. I'd be interested in seeing whether Warren Buffett owns any of Costco. But these are people who are not going to bow down to Amazon at the feet of what everybody thinks. Oh, Amazon. I always buy from Amazon. You might want to check out Costco because they're doing a lot of the same things. And that's not a paid announcement. It's just an observation. Okay, number four on the list of people is Merrick Garland, who seems to be in good stead as he tries to get confirmed, right? Or is he getting confirmed already for the Attorney General? Hello.
No. Merrick Garland has not been... No. He has not been confirmed yet.
A few crickets there.
I don't know if he's been confirmed yet.
Well, I thought...
He's in the process, right? They're still...
He's not been confirmed. He had his hearings this week. And I don't know. In my mind, they were pretty lackluster. But he should be confirmed. Mitch McConnell is the Republican, as the minority leader said, he'll vote to confirm him. The idea is that most Republicans will vote for people who are at least qualified. I mean, you've always got your five holdouts or so that are not going to vote for anybody that Joe Biden puts out, as we saw with Trump, the same thing on the other side. But by and large, if people are qualified, then they can sit there and get a confirmation. What I will just tell you, because I watched the Merrick Garland hearings, is of all of the cabinet appointees of Joe Biden's, this is the one that I actually had the highest hopes for, because he seems to be well-respected on both the Republican and the Democrat side of the aisle, and people have said he's fair and all of this. But I was so disturbed by his testimony. He would not commit to an answer. He seemed like he didn't know much about anything. He just said, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I'll have to get back to you on that. I don't know about that. Now, maybe that's a tactic, but it doesn't exactly breed confidence. And
that's like he's a lawyer, Jennifer. And if you go into a deposition, I did a deposition this week.
Well, and Coney Barrett also didn't answer a lot of questions, and no one had an issue with that.
What lawyers will tell you,
because they're lawyers,
the way that you answer a question is, I forget, I don't know.
Amy Coney Barrett's famous line was, well, I can't speculate. I can't speculate. And I mean, understand just that. About everything. So.
Well, I understand that because that,
if that,
that
didn't bother people, then this shouldn't bother Merrick, you know, about Merrick
Garland.
But
it's a little different because Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as a Supreme Court justice, did the same thing. And that's what Amy Coney Barrett replicated. And that is, we can't say what if because we don't know what the court case is until it gets in front of us. And that's when we have to decide and make our decision.
Okay.
And that was the RBG rule. And that's what Amy Coney Barrett did during her confirmation. But Merrick Garland was a little different. They asked him, will you keep the special prosecutor? And he said, I don't know. I mean, the special prosecutor, you either will or you won't. I mean, it seems like a fine answer. Mm-hmm. When it came to border, will you enforce the laws of land at the border? I don't know. Well, how is that? Your job as attorney general is to enforce the law and not to be partisan. So it should just be clear answers, but it was just lackluster, that's all.
I think the problem is, and we saw this a lot in the last 4 years, the job of the attorney general has become extremely political. Bill Barr was, you know, basically Trump's personal attorney. Jeff Sessions refused to be that.
Can I ask a question that's not meant to be argumentative? How was Bill Barr President Trump's personal attorney?
There were so many examples of where he stepped in where he should not. Jen,
like one.
Come on. You know
no,
how many
because
there
I
are.
Had, I'm curious, because here's something that happened on my show that I host in Los Angeles. Somebody called in and said that same kind of talking point. Bill Barr was Trump's personal attorney. I said, okay, how? And the caller said, well, I don't know, just a lot of things that he did. And I said, okay, just give me one. And we were up against a break, and I put the caller on hold. And I said, look, I'm going to give you time to think of one, and I'll come back to you. So you'll have 5 minutes here to figure out exactly what thing Bill Barr did as Trump's personal attorney. And
well, okay, I can give you two examples right off the top of my head
that were very personal to me.
Okay, the number one thing that really pissed me off as a woman, and this is personal and this is separate from governmental stuff and whatever, but when Bill Barr decided that Trump, the president, was no longer the defendant in the case with, and the woman's name is blank, I'm blanking on the woman's name now, who's suing him for a rape, Bill Barr stepped in where he should not have, and he made the American government, it's the United States now versus that lady, which means you cannot sue sue the United States.
That was improper. I agree with you on
that
one.
That was so unethical on so many levels.
And I know a lot of people were upset about that, but the reason Bill Barr did it is because it was consistent to the same thing that happened with Bill Clinton when he was in office. So
two wrongs don't make a right.
Exactly, but precedence is what...
There's, no.
All right, let's keep moving.
I mean,
we got more names.
Bill Barr did a lot of suppressing of investigations into Trump, too, and the tax returns. There's a lot.
Yogananda Pittman, is she a new yogi in Washington? We'll find out in a moment here on the DJV overview of what's going on. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan here with a story list from Talkers Magazine from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, the Tiger Woods accident. Kind of a bizarre reality, isn't it? Number 9, lots of talk about the Mars mission and how successful it is. Thank heavens we have something good to talk about with regard to our government and a government agency. Number 8, social media and the First Amendment and the future of the social media system, talk media, etc. Number 7, race relations. Number 6, our relationship with China and Russia. the end of Iran because of the bombing, especially this week. Trump and his legal problems at 5. The Capitol insurrection investigation, number 4. Biden and his cabinet appointments, number 3. The economy, number 2. And COVID with regard to vaccines and viruses, et cetera. That's it. The top 10 stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal rate, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. MLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. At Talkers.com and also on the DJV social media at DJV Show and Facebook and at the DJV website as well, you can find the stories of the people every week. People list this week includes at number 10, Tiger Woods. Number 9, Rush Limbaugh. Number 8, Cyrus Vance Jr., the one who's going after Trump and his tax returns. Andrew Cuomo, a lot of people are after him. Number 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Number 6, somebody ought to be after her. Number 5, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. Merrick Garland, his hearing's going forth this week. Number 4, Yogananda Pittman, the new police chief, Capitol Police Chief in Washington, is 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Pretty appropriate, very interesting list. Stimulates lots of conversation, which is what we're all about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's move back to the charts, the people charts for this week, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. And the next name is Yogananda Pittman. And I facetiously said, oh, a new yogi in town. In fact, Ms. Pittman is the new chief of the United States Capitol Police. She is being put there because of the miserable performance of the person who was there before her with regard to what happened in January. So whatever else we know, I don't know, you know, that much more about her. She's been there for a while. She seems to be a career police person. So, I mean, what else do you have to say? Wait and see what she does. I don't know whether people are taking a shot at her because she's black.
She's in the photo.
Because she's a woman.
The reason that we're talking about the Capitol Police is because there was the first of what will be a lot of hearings on what happened on January 6th. And so there was a hearing this week, not with the former guy, Stephen Sund, who was the one who resigned after the Capitol riots. And so he was on the hot seat. Two other people, I think someone from Metro, from the Washington, D.C. Police Department was there, and another person talking about what they knew, when they knew it, and that kind of thing on January the 6th.
All right, Donald Trump is in the number 2 position this week as far as people are concerned, and it's more, I guess maybe one of the big things is he's speaking at CPAC. Is that next week? When is that?
Sunday.
This Sunday. Okay, so he's the featured speaker. Well, I mean, that's no surprise either. That's like red meat for that bunch, right? Well,
and they put it in Florida. They moved it. They moved it in Florida. So it's easy backyard. For him to get there.
He's wrapped in a cocoon of praise. In Florida.
Right. Oh yeah, they love that. Okay, number one, Joe Biden. Who is? I don't know if it's concerned or what do we know about this raid? I've heard very little conversation.
That's true.
And I think there ought to be the airstrike against the Iran-backed militia that was ordered yesterday. We're doing this program on Friday, so there were 15 rocket attacks. Apparently, the Iranians took a shot at the base in northern Iraq. And so the airstrike against Iran, they must be suicidal. Either that or they're so deftly wrapped up in their own egos, the Ayatollah and some of the other.
This every time they test new administrations. It's very.
Well, Joe gave them something to think about, it would seem, right? It was right back. Bingo.
One targeted missile attack. Yeah, back.
Yeah.
Twenty-two people were killed, though. That's pretty effective for one attack. Yeah.
The interesting thing is that there's been some criticism because both Jen Psaki and Joe Biden took issue with Trump's administration for launching airstrikes into Syria. And so now I can imagine this is topic for fodder for conversation. Jen Psaki said, what's the legal authority for these strikes? Assad is a brutal dictator, but Syria is a sovereign country. So we'll see how they answer that over the next couple of days.
Also, the administration has taken to task the Russians. Victoria, what's that? Sanctioning Russia for those solar wind hacks. You want to give us a few moments on that?
We don't know what the sanctions are, but we know that they're coming. And the interesting thing about that is that they're lumping it in with not just the solar winds hack, which went after at least 9 U.S. agencies and 100 private American companies, but they're also getting some retaliation for the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, which is interesting. That's a real personal attack on Putin. That's a big stance. And also election interfering, which the Russians have been doing for the last numerous cycles.
Hold their feet to the fire. All right. Thank you, ladies. Jay, Victoria, Jennifer, I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Seeing humility. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Vision is our most dominant sense. It actually takes up about half of our brain's resources. The wildly interesting thing, though, is that we see only what our brains tell us we see. And the fact is, it's not 100% accurate. And even if our vision was entirely accurate, we still only see less than 1% of the possible visible spectrum. So, isn't it fairly wise for us to be a little less attached to what we think we see? Isn't it probably a good idea to approach the world with just the right amount of awe, wonder, and humility? It seems to me that knowing that what we see is limited, it's probably not only wise, but helpful for us to question the absolute certainty we often feel, despite the reality that there is so much more to our worlds than meets our eyes. Perhaps it's time for all of us to see humility in a whole new way. For more on life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Americans are reevaluating their approach to savings after a tumultuous year. And as America Saves Week kicks off, Prudential Financial outlines ways to help prepare for the future, even for those whose financial wellness has been disrupted by the pandemic. Janella Frias, president of Prudential Retirement, has more.
According to a 2021 survey by Prudential Financial, a quarter of American workers have reduced or exhausted their emergency savings because of COVID-19, leaving more than two-thirds worried about their financial security.
Frias says look at the big picture and try to stay the course. Small steps can have a big impact on your long-term financial security.
In challenging times like we are facing today, consider adjusting your budget or putting whatever you can into emergency savings. And if you're able, check in with your employer. Many offer tools and financial education resources that can be a big help to you along the way.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, time for us to go through the top five items in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan is here to do that service. So we start at number 5 every week. At this time, Instagram is in the number 5 slot. Why?
Instagram's trying to do something helpful, especially during the pandemic, where a lot of people who've had, you know, different mental issues, mental health problems, mental health stressors, eating disorders have actually been on the rise during the pandemic and during quarantine. So Instagram is adding resources for people who are affected by eating disorders. And so now if you search for hashtags or content that's potentially related to disordered eating, Instagram will guide that user to resources or helplines, including the National Eating Disorders Association, that's NEDA, in the U.S., as well as in the U.K., Australia, and Canada. Instagram says currently that it tries to blur out potentially triggering content in search results, and it does direct people to a generalized crisis support. But now this is going to be even more specifically designed around eating disorders. So this is National Eating Disorders Awareness Week programming, and this is what they're trying to help reach, especially young women who tend to suffer, and young men do as well, but the numbers tend to be a little higher for women.
Number 4, a question about blue light blocking glasses.
Well, also during the pandemic, one of the things that have spiked in sales are blue light blocking eyeglasses to help with digital eye strain, since we're looking at screens all day long and no one's really taking a break, going from the laptop, the desktop, to, you know, your iPhone, smartphone, whatever. And so there are two different studies that came out from the College of Optometry at State University of New York. And essentially, both of these studies showed that you're probably wasting your money buying blue light blocking glasses. The one thing that they agree on is that if you are reading a tablet or your phone later on in the evening, that they will help not mess up your sleep patterns. But in terms of digital eye strain, the best thing to do is the 20/20/20 rule. For every 20 minutes that you're looking at a screen, then take your eyes off the screen, look at something that's at least 20 feet away for at least 20 seconds, and that will actually help decrease the eye strain more.
Number 3, Instacart is expanding.
Yep, Instacart started as a grocery delivery service, but it's increasingly moving into delivering office supplies, sporting goods, TVs, electronics, makeup, and drugstore essentials. The latest move is that Instacart has partnered with Walgreens for same-day delivery, and they've announced this partnership so that you'll be able to get over-the-counter medications, beauty items, and other drugstore purchases the same way that you would if you were ordering groceries. This is starting in Illinois, and within the next few weeks, this will expand to 8,000 Walgreens stores across the country. So really good news for people who, you know, it's one thing to get your prescriptions delivered, and a lot of services and apps do provide that. But if you need other things from Walgreens, you know, in the beauty department, or if you just need, you know, personal hygiene supplies, things like that, there's really no way to get those delivered until now. So I think Instacart and Walgreens, it's going to be a very successful partnership.
All right, number 2 is a new way to catch a Lyft.
This is a new old way to catch a Lyft. This is kind of funny, and I know that, you know, on the DJV show this week, you got a kick out of this. And actually, this has gotten some buzz online as well. It's kind of fun. So the new feature that Lyft is offering, it's called Call a Lyft. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's perfect for seniors, they say, and folks without access to the Lyft app. You actually call the number, 631-201-LYFT, between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on Monday through Friday, and they will book a ride for you. The only thing that you do need, you need at least a flip phone. You need some sort of phone that they can confirm with a text message. You don't need a smartphone, but you definitely have to at least have a flip phone. And this is kind of funny because this takes over the space of GoGo Grandparent, which stepped in as an intermediary for ride-sharing and food delivery companies because a lot of older folks didn't have access to the apps and the computers. So Lyft is trying to take a little bit of that business.
Number 1, the Biden folks are after the Russians.
Yes, so the Biden administration is preparing sanctions and other measures to punish Russia for actions that for the SolarWinds cyber espionage campaign, as well as attacking and poisoning Alexei Navalny, which is a very strong stance from the U.S. government, criminal activity into elections, they're going to come up with a lot of sanctions. I don't think Russia is going to be happy with this, and so but it's overdue. 100 private companies and at least 9 U.S. government agencies were hit by the SolarWinds cyber attack, and we don't even know yet what information was stolen.
Yep, you got to go after the Russians, the Chinese, all that stuff. Is the more we pursue them, the better it is. It's 59 past the hour. Those are the top 5 tech stories of the week. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. Former President Trump took the stage for the first time since leaving office at this afternoon's closeout session at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida.
Judging by the crowd's reaction, the former president didn't disappoint.
Joe Biden has had the most disastrous first month.
While Trump called for Republican unity, he also ripped GOP leaders who accused him of inciting the January 6th riot at the Capitol.
Instead of attacking me and, more importantly, the voters of our movement, top establishment Republicans in Washington should be spending their energy in opposing Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and the Democrats.
Trump acknowledged that courts have rejected his claims of election fraud, but dismissed it.
The Supreme Court and other courts didn't want to do anything about it.
The White House says simply it's not focused on Trump's remarks. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Nearly 4 million doses of the newest COVID-19 vaccine are on their way to be delivered to states for injections starting Tuesday. Johnson & Johnson says they'll deliver about 16 million more doses by the end of March, 100 million total by the end of June. A second former aide of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he sexually harassed her, but Cuomo says he never had made advances toward her and never intended to be inappropriate. Meanwhile, the governor's authorized an outside review of the allegations.
However, some top members of his own party say an investigation should be placed out of the control of the governor's office, including selecting the investigator, which is what Cuomo did. Instead, they want the state's attorney general to appoint an independent investigator.
That's Julie Walker reporting. Meanwhile, another former aide, Lindsay Boylan, who's a former deputy secretary, accused Cuomo of subjecting her to an unwanted kiss and inappropriate comments. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from 4 different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
An Israeli-owned cargo ship that suffered a mysterious explosion in the Gulf of Oman has come to Dubai's port for repairs.
The blast on the ship revived security concerns in Middle Eastern waterways amid heightened tensions with Iran. The hulking Israeli-owned MV Helios Ray is sitting at dry dock facilities at Dubai's Port Rashid. Whilst no one was hurt on board the ship, the vessel sustained four holes in total just above the waterline. It remains unclear what caused the blast, but the incident comes amid sharply rising tensions between the U.S. and Iran over its unraveling 2015 nuclear deal. Iran has sought to pressure President Joe Biden's administration to grant the sanctions relief it received under the agreement that was abandoned by the Trump administration. I'm Karen Chamas.
Families in Nigeria waited anxiously for news of their abducted daughters after more than 300 schoolgirls were kidnapped by gunmen from a government school in the country's north last week. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Oshkosh Defense is the Postal Service's choice to build its next-generation mail delivery vehicle.
It's part of an effort to make the USPS more environmentally friendly by switching a portion of its massive fleet to electric vehicles. Wisconsin-based Oshkosh Defense will assemble 50,000 to 165,000 of the new next-generation delivery vehicles at its existing U.S. manufacturing facilities. Oshkosh will get an initial $482 million in the contract, which the USPS described as the first part of a multi-billion dollar 10-year effort to replace its delivery vehicle fleet. Jeremy House reporting.
A passenger who allegedly hit a Delta Airlines flight attendant in the face during a flight from Miami to Atlanta on October 19th, now facing a $27,500 fine. The FAA in January said they're going to crack down on unruly behavior. More at townhall.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Make payments required. See store for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at the helm. Then when I say we, I mean Doug Steffen and Michael Harrison at the helm of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for another week. This is the last week of February 2021. At the ready is Mr. Harrison with the top stories of the week. And the people who are on the lists, according to research done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. So let's go through, this is appropriate, the stories and the people. We'll see what sort of ancillary discussions we come up with, because people always kind of get a kick out of how we read into some of these things and how we veer off the track during the course of our conversations from time to time.
Speak for yourself, the little train that could.
Yes, the little radio show that could.
Yeah, yeah, here we go. Right. At number 10, we have that terrible Tiger Woods accident, and that's tied with just the state of America's mental health. At number 9, we have winter weather and climate change and the Mars mission. A little science. At number 8, social media bias, the First Amendment, and Rush Limbaugh's death and the future of talk media. They're still talking about it out there. It's tied at number 8. At number 7, race relations and police reform. At number six, U.S. foreign affairs and U.S.-China tensions. I guess the main story under foreign affairs has been the fact that Joe Biden has been bombing Iranian actors in Syria. Mm-hmm.
It was a test. Don't you think it was a test?
I don't know.
Of Biden? We'll see how tough this guy is. Maybe we can push him around.
Yeah, I think they may find that Biden is pretty tough.
Yeah,
when he thinks it's in his interests to be. And right now, I think Biden thinks it's in his interests to be a new kind of Biden. Not the mm-hmm. old Biden, but a new Biden.
Right.
I mm-hmm. think he's learned a lot of tips from watching his predecessor. Seriously, a lot of...
Yeah, right.
If he's smart, he'll handle himself from a tough centrist position and not give fuel to the concerns that he's a puppet of the AOC crowd.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And number four, the Capitol insurrection testimony and internal party politics. There's an awful lot of pitting people over the head from people in your own party on both the left and the right. The Democrats and the Republicans are having their own internal struggles.
We need to have a swamp flush and get rid of all of these people. They're not serving anybody but themselves. If you look at the nonsense going on between this Marjorie Taylor Greene and the woman who's her office mate, and then some of the other stuff that the squad on the other side is doing, how that, in the name of God, do the people who elect these people think they're serving their needs? They're not talking about the issues. They're not getting into, you know, how do we make the country better? How do we fix the problem with COVID? What about the economy? I mean, this is nuts. These people are crazy. Is that what we've come to? No, seriously.
Which people are crazy?
I'm talking about this Marjorie Taylor Greene and the woman in the office. You know, they're holding up signs in front of each other every day when they go into the office. I mean, this is not like they've been in this kindergarten in a sandbox, for God's sakes.
Mm.
It's we have so many things to deal with. And that's why they're able to, I'm off on a toot here a little bit, but that's why they're able to get these bills through. Have you looked or discussed that? I know there's been a lot of conversation about it on some of the talk radio programs at the construct of this bill is $1.9 billion, and the fact that less than half of it goes actually to aid to fix the problems or help people who are having problems. Most of it goes to projects, many of which will not start until 2024.
Mm. This is the nature of the system. It's not so much the people as it is the system. The system has pitfalls in it, and the biggest pitfall in the system is that we have to elect human beings to these positions who are subject to, you know, ambition.
Robots.
I think artificial intelligence and robots mm-hmm. are the answer. I'm saying that in jest, but only partially in jest.
Yeah,
the concept is, look, how many years have you and I been having the same discussion about people fed up with the BS?
Very much the whole 30 years we've been doing this.
And it goes all the way back to the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. Human beings are making progress in very slow increments over the centuries. That's why we look at things like the Magna Carta and we still, you know, the Declaration of Independence. Milestones.
We got that machine that went to Mars, though. That was pretty cool this week.
Absolutely.
Wasn't that cool?
It's very cool. And,
somebody can figure it out, you know, without artificial intelligence, human beings with brains figured out how to do this.
Yeah, think about that. Think about the potential we have within our DNA for greatness.
Oh,
and then you look at the spectrum of humanity, and boy, I'm dangerously close to falling off the edge of not believing that all people are created equal. You know, all people are created equal, but
that's
what you do with that opportunity, you know, all people should be treated equally, but my gosh, look at the, you know, we call people geniuses because they come up with silly little ideas, or they're in show business, or one guy's a football genius, but real geniuses are people that can figure out how to send a speck of dust millions of miles into space and land it in a specific place and send back pictures and then take soil samples.
Think about that. In the meantime, we spent more time talking about Mr. Potato Head this week than we have talking about landing that machine on Mars.
Right.
No. Do you remember playing with Mr. Potato Head when you were a kid?
Oh, gosh. Yes, I still play with potatoes.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, I do amazing things with them in the kitchen. But the fact is that now this is a disgrace that Mr. Potato Head has lost his whatever potatoes use for that purpose.
His virginity with Mrs. Potato Head.
Right. Oh, yeah. Mrs. Potato's very unhappy. Let's go now. I don't know where we are.
I think we're
I've lost my way.
Right. Foreign affairs and
something like that. Foreign affairs and U.S.-China tensions. As far as China's concerned, he's also trying to be tough with them.
Good.
And as well he should be. Right. At number five, he meaning Biden. Trump legal problems and Cuomo under attack. Number five, the Manhattan DA's got his hands on Trump's tax returns. The public can't see it, but they can see it, and we'll see what they see, and then we'll see it. And
isn't that
Cuomo,
Cyrus Vance? His
Vance
father
Jr.
was a senator, wasn't he? Or what was
somebody.
He? Was a
his
ambassador.
Somebody.
I remember him.
His father was somebody. Cuomo is fascinating. Cuomo, you know, is his former.
Sliding down that slippery slope, man.
Ooh wee, you know.
Yep. See you later.
And number four, Capitol insurrection testimony and internal party politics. Did I talk about that? Yeah, no.
A little bit, yeah. Kind of, we're wafting in and out of it.
Where the heck am I? Okay.
You're at number three.
Am I? All right. Okay. Who am I? And what am I doing here? Biden, do you remember that? Biden cabinet hearings and Trump to speak at CPAC.
Mm-hmm. As this program airs over the weekend.
Yeah.
Some stations will hear it after he's spoken at CPAC on Sunday. This is red meat, man, to that bunch.
Well, he's going to try to establish himself, and his loyalists are going to try to establish him as, one, the leader of the Republican Party, which he kind of is, and, two, the presumptive nominee for 2024, which he could be.
Not.
If he's not in jail.
Yeah, right.
At that point. Did you just say no? Did you, like, dismiss that?
I have gotten to the point where when I see Trump in a story, I hit delete. I think that we've had... It just, in my construct, anyway, in the conversations that I want to have with people on the air, I don't lead. This is nothing. There's nothing coming from Trump or the people who love him or the people who are trying to destroy him that's constructive. It's just, it's like, I'm going back to what I said about Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC and that other, all they're doing is this is about them. And it's not about the greater good. I just think there's too much of it. I think there's so much more important stuff going on, and it's not Mr. Potato Head, but there are a lot of things that are, including focusing on this $1.9 trillion bill that the Democrats are pushing through that is loaded with pork. Remember when we used to do the pork? Who was the guy that did that pork thing from? Remember him? We used to have him at the talkers' conventions all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember his name.
Alan,
Yeah, somebody like that. The pork book was published every year, and you'd see
Citizens Against Government Waste.
That's it, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tom somebody. No, I can see the guy, curly.
Well, Tom Schatz was that. But
Tom Schatz.
It was Alan something, an African-American conservative man who was an outspoken advocate of limiting government spending, and he's still out there. He's still speaking.
Schatz is too. Yeah,
he's quite bright. Yeah. At number two, the economy and the education crisis. The economy takes into account the $1.9 trillion debate.
Right.
At the time we're having this conversation, it's planned to go to the House, where it will probably be passed, and then go to the Senate. Some of its critics are afraid that it is too much, too fast for the economy to handle without overheating. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And number one, COVID-19, vaccines, variants, and stats. And this past week, we cracked the 500,000 deaths, which is a staggering number. And we're trying to come to grips with it. Very difficult. When do you want to do the people? After the break or now?
Yeah, let's do some when we get to the people list here. As we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, check out the list at talkers.com or on the DJV website or the DJV social media pages, all listed there. Very important for you to get a handle on what's going on. Okay, so I want you to listen, Michael, to this. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. Did you hear that?
Was that somebody's nose running or something?
Yeah, well, it was actually me spraying clear into my nostrils.
Ah, so
clear.
I was close.
You were. You were very good. Yep. This is a system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. All the things that are in the air, all the things that are in the room, all the things that are outside, whether it's the cold weather, the warm weather. This is something that's applicable and usable now for sure because the fact that xylitol, the main ingredient, kills bacterial colonies, kills viral colonies. You can use it to block bacteria like strep and staph and viruses like the flu and SARS and COVID. It moisturizes and cleanses your sinuses. Fabulous product. And it's cheap, and it's easy to use. This little plastic bottle, as I just did, you heard me squirt it up my nose. That's what I do every time I want to talk about this, and it clears me right up. Small moments, no matter what the season is, can be spent by sticking clear up your nose, basically. I guess that's and little squirt, and you'll have done yourself a great service. Help yourself to being confident that you're going to be okay through all of this stuff. This is another way of doing it. Learn more about Clear by visiting XLEAR.com. Buy it on Amazon, over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. That's Clear.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com, learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever. the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch or back on the radio, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. We've gone through the stories this week that are important according to the research of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where you can hear Talkers Radio, see Talkers Television, all kinds of things. It's all about talk. It's talk about talk. Now, so with the story list behind us, but we haven't delved into the people stuff, so why don't you do that, the people list, Michael?
Yeah, lots of them come from the Biden hearings for his cabinet, but let's get to the whole top 10, which has several ties. We have at number 10, Tiger Woods, number 9, Rush Limbaugh, and the aforementioned Cyrus Vance Jr. at number 8. At number 7, we have Andrew Cuomo and Lindsay Boylan tied. At number 6, we have Marjorie Taylor Greene, Doug Steffen's favorite human being. At number five, we have Kyrsten Sinema, tied with Joe Manchin. At number 4, Merrick Garland, Neera Tanden, and Deb Haaland. Yogananda Pittman is at number 3. Donald Trump is at 2, and Joe Biden has eked him out for the top spot in terms of being a name on people's tongues. Joe Biden is number 1 on the people.
All right. The people list is... Oh, is that? Can we go back to something? I think we were talking about this off the air, whether or not, because Limbaugh, number 9 here on this list, and whether or not there is enough substance to, there have been some suggestions by some of our colleagues that there be a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week Rush Limbaugh network of all of the old things captured over the past 32 years. There is, I think we figured out 15,000 or so hours of Rush Limbaugh on the radio. And I, in my mind, this is like Casey Kasem, the reviving of the American Top 40 show that he was on for 20-some-odd years. You hear that every weekend on stations all over the country today.
Yeah.
And so is this something from your perspective as sort of the go-to guy? I know people are still asking you to do interviews about Limbaugh and his career. So does this where does this go in the –
I know what you mean by a network. I mean, this certainly is a place for some type of a shrine to Rush Limbaugh's many, many thousands of hours of recorded
commentary. On the radio, would there be a place, would Premier, his syndicator, start a separate channel with nothing but Limbaugh on it, 24 hours a day,
What do you mean a separate channel? You mean a full radio station?
All Limbaugh all the time.
There's a huge difference, Doug. There's a huge difference between a 24/7 radio station of Limbaugh all the time and a 3-hour-a-day show.
Well, but there is a Howard Stern. There's a Howard Stern channel that's 24 hours a day on Sirius, and it's all the old stuff. It's not anything necessarily fresh. I mean, he's got his own. He's got actually two channels, I think, at Sirius, and one of them is just his old stuff repeated over and over again.
I'll give you my professional entertainment.
Yes.
Of course there's place somewhere for a platform of 24/7 streaming Limbaugh stuff. But that's a very different thing than what to do with a 3-hour program.
Yes, they're two different things. Sorry if I'm confused.
They're totally different things.
Yeah.
And I think both are viable. But I there are 24-hour services dedicated to the history of people far less famous and popular than Limbaugh. I mean, it's a no-brainer that Limbaugh's material will be repurposed, which is the term we use in the business, for some type of a channel on a multi-channel platform such as Sirius, where you have the luxury of being able to offer your subscribers this channel and that channel and this channel. But in terms of a radio station, I don't see that as a format.
I don't either. I didn't mean it to be that. I'm sorry. It wasn't as clear as I might have been. But I see it as a way, if Sirius were smart, they make a deal with Premier, not to get too much into the weeds here, but there are a lot of subscribers who may not be on Sirius at the moment who would be jumping a chance to sign up to listen to a Limbaugh channel. I think there are tens of thousands of people.
They would. And the Limbaugh people have that option. They're thinking about it, and they should.
Yep, they should. 28 after the hour. Hold on.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
DQ presents How to Find Meal Fulfillment. First, order the delicious new rotisserie-style chicken bites from DQ. Then feast your eyes on these unbreaded, tender, juicy, 100% white meat beauties. Next, take a bite of the bite. Realize that unbreaded chicken loaded with flavor is finally possible. And last, call your boss and ask for that promotion. You may have started last week, but hey, if chicken this good is possible, anything is possible. New rotisserie-style chicken bites are now a DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Moroville was an early gold mining settlement established in 1849 beside French Gulch Creek, approximately 1.5 miles west of French Gulch. It was named for H.W. Morrow, who owned a ranch on the creek. Soon the miners were finding too much gold and moved the settlement eastward beside Clear Creek in 1854 because mining was being carried out on the streets and under the houses. A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta Historical Society.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week we pledge to bring you up to date on what's going on in the world of news talk radio all across the country. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I want to talk about the president, the COVID situation. We can put a couple of things together here, Michael, and get your thoughts. One of the things that's coming up this week is actually a conversation I had with my friend Uri Geller in Israel. The focus on vaccines there and what's going on and wondering, because people in America, and this is becoming, and it ought to be, a subject of scrutiny, you know, what are we giving up for the right to live here? Are you going to have vaccines, show your papers? In Israel, this week, the government announced that they were going to share the names and the personal information of anybody who refused to get the vaccine. And I feel sometimes, listening to some of the people that are in public health, that we are going in that direction. We have to identify these people. People need to know. It's like wearing a badge. You understand what I'm saying? In Germany, that's what this sort of, and that's what has been the discussion in Israel, about the if you don't have the shot, then you're going to have to wear something that will identify you as someone who's not had the shot. I would think that would be the last place in the world that would happen, but anyway, that seems to be on the top of people's minds there. So, now how much do we risk as Americans if we don't go along with the program? We've always praised individual thinking, but that seems to be going down the tube. Is it not?
Well, that's a good question, and this is certainly an issue that's being discussed. And what it brings to mind is that there's a very, very narrow, fuzzy line of difference between harsh tactics that take away freedom and necessary tactics that protect the society. Mm-hmm. And there's a big difference between having your name on a list because you might have a disease that could spread and kill people to the fact that you may have a religion that people consider to be unsavory and we want to kill you. So, you know, you got to look at it a little closer. Sometimes we have to take measures. I mean, half a million people have died in the United States from this wretched disease. And
well, there's not even agreement on that. There are some doctors who say that it has been that has been exaggerated. The government's going after hospitals who have declared people have died of COVID when, in fact, they haven't.
Tell that to the bodies in the refrigerator units that are out in the streets outside these big city hospitals where they were piling up the bodies and they're dead and they were alive before and they had COVID and that was the difference. Look, all I'm saying is that, you know, I'm for personal freedom. I've been talking about privacy and I talk about the First Amendment. So I'm on the same page with you there. But sometimes I think it's a waste to create alarm over these principles when, in fact, we're facing an existential crisis, when we're facing survival. Mm-hmm. All these political ideologies and notions and ideals are excellent in normal times. But when guns are firing and people are dying and viruses are spreading and asteroids are hitting the planet and famine or anything that is outside the ordinary, we have to turn to our collective might, to our state, to our power, to our governments to do something to save lives.
Are they able to do it? Are they constructed? Is there so much time? That's why I hit the delete button when I see Trump, because I see nothing coming out of those discussions that moves us forward. As a matter of fact, half of the things on the list here, I suppose we could put that, we could sort of put that into, you know, the discussion of what's important and what isn't. It's beauty in the eyes of the beholder, right?
I think that the entire table of material is important as an entity because, you know, Mr. Potato Head is important. It's just not as important as what to do with the $1.9 trillion situation that, if not properly calculated, could set us off into a economic problem for years, or it could be just the right recipe to, for success. We've never been here before. But in terms of, you know, dictating what's news and what's not and what people should be talking about or not, I tend to be, you know, obviously disciplined enough to want to make a good radio show, but I think we should be open-minded enough to realize that there are many different dimensions to the condition we're in, and it all creates a bigger picture.
Well, it's the beauty of the format. If we can go back to a conversation you and I have had many, many times about how the really good talk people can take something and really make you think about it, because they can go in a dozen different directions with just one idea. Okay, let's go down this street with COVID. Like, what about the gyms? Are we going to be able to go back to the gym? And, you know, why aren't we? What's going on? Is this a super spreader going to the gym? They said that about restaurants, and that didn't pan out. So, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, do we know that restaurants aren't a super spreader? I mean, obviously, restaurants have a cutback, and we are, the numbers are coming down.
Well, if you believe the American Restaurant Association, the trade group for restaurants, no, it wasn't the fault of, it was people not wearing masks and practicing social distancing. It wasn't the restaurant's fault.
No, but you can understand why the restaurants would want to, assuage fears that going to a restaurant is dangerous. You know?
Of course. Yeah. Right. You know, and so
everybody has their own financial interest involved in this, and you can't blame them.
Not at all.
And there's inequity. You know, the fact that it took so long for people to wake up and go, hey, how come teachers aren't at the front of the line if we have an education crisis and we're not giving teachers the vaccination early? That was a mistake. It was just a mistake. It was an oversight. Things happen when you go quickly. Now they're rushing to get teachers vaccinated. The whole issue with restaurants. You know, the American restaurant industry is in deep, dark doo-doo. It's in trouble. We're going to lose a lot of restaurants that formerly, you know, that are sort of hanging on the balance right now. We've already lost a number of
businesses, livelihoods are. And then back to the discussion of China and their role in all of this, and how are we holding them accountable for all the people whose lives have been lost? If you believe the 500,000, okay, how's that settling with people? Well, I don't see enough action, from my perspective, against the Chinese government to hold them accountable for all of this stuff.
Yeah, my view on that is we should hold them accountable going forward in terms of our practices and deals with them, and we should educate our people as to how each and every one of us in our own economic lives can be cognizant of the danger of feeding the Chinese machine.
Which means stop buying things made in China.
Absolutely. That's the answer to the problem. And stop
get
going into business
the companies
with them.
That are there. Going to business with them, all of our big companies that go over there, have them make drugs, have them make cars, parts, have them, all the things that they've done, everything you look at is made in China. That has to stop. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's too late because we've fed them. America has created the problem. Mm-hmm.
Well, we thought they'd be a great economic partner, and we misread them. They didn't misread us. We misread them. The point I'm making is just getting angry or being tough on them or punishing them, that's not the answer. The answer is to let them know they can't get away with it anymore. We're stuck with them. We can't get rid of them. We can't. What are we going to do, bomb them out of existence? They have the largest population in the world of any country. You know what? Mm-hmm. And are they people?
1.3 billion people.
Yeah. Like, are there people evil? No. Their people are people.
No, people aren't evil. It's the government that's evil.
So what are we to do? Punish the people? I mean, it's not easy to mitigate these situations. That's the point. It's so easy in a talk show. It's so easy on a campaign stump.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we'll get tough on them. But the fact of the matter is, it's difficult to turn these ships around. And we have to have patience,
you know,
and we have to have continuity.
Okay, more people should know, however, the ins and outs of things like all of the retirement boards, the states. I use CalPERS as an example. It's the pension system in California that has like $80 billion in it. And not only that state, but most of the states around the country, if you look at their portfolio, it's loaded with companies in China That is American money, American retirement funds investing in Chinese companies that are building weaponry whose only purpose will be to attack the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So why aren't people talking about it? They don't even know it. They don't pay attention to it.
It's there. Well, people are beginning to talk about it. Most people don't know about that.
Well, it's important for us to make sure that we have that information in our hands, I think. We'll continue. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with the charts of the week. It's February 22nd to 26th, the week that we're looking at. Right now, I want you to think about taking stock of your body and your brain together. Your body, you're on to Calitrin, losing weight, that's cool. Are you making sure you're taking care of your brain with Prevagen? Prevagen is the dietary supplement, the all-natural dietary supplement that leads you to have a healthier brain and a better life. You want to take care of yourself. Take care of your brain as you take care of your body. With this healthy supplement, the natural ingredients in Prevagen, a lot of vitamin D, for example, add that to your daily routine. Improve your short-term memory and improve your age-related cognitive impairments, because we all have them as we get older. I use this. I take one of these every single day. Important for you, important for your family, important for all of us. Make sure you're getting the best out of your life. Make sure your brain is as healthy as your body is. Prevagen, P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N, Prevagen. Find it pretty much everywhere for a healthier brain and a better life. At Talkers.com and also on the DJV social media, at DJV Show and Facebook, and at the DJV website as well, you can find the stories of the people every week. People list this week includes at number 10, Tiger Woods. Number 9, Rush Limbaugh. Number 8, Cyrus Vance Jr., the one who's going after Trump and his tax returns. Andrew Cuomo, a lot of people are after him. Number 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Number 6, somebody people ought to be after her. Number 5, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. Merrick Garland, his hearings going forth this week. Number 4, Yogananda Pittman, the new police chief, Capitol Police chief in Washington, is 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Pretty appropriate, very interesting list. Stimulates lots of conversation, which is what we're all about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see where we even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So that's buy 4, get 4 free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over 2 decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen, Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story list from Talkers Magazine from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, the Tiger Woods accident. Kind of a bizarre reality, isn't it? Number 9, lots of talk about the Mars mission and how successful it is. Thank heavens we have something good to talk about with regard to our government and a government agency. Number 8, social media and the First Amendment and the future of the social media system, talk media, etc. Number 7, race relations. Number 6, our relationship with China and Russia, and Iran, because of the bombing especially this week. Trump and his legal problems at 5. The Capitol insurrection investigation, number 4. Biden and his cabinet appointments, number 3. The economy, number 2. And COVID with regard to vaccines and viruses, et cetera. That's it, the top 10 stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine. All right, so we're at the point in the program where I want to talk about what Michael's doing on his Michael Harrison interview. And he teased it a little bit a few minutes ago in talking about all of the hours. He's had some great conversation with Rush Limbaugh. So what are you posting this week at mhinterview.com?
We have a 31-year-old interview that I conducted for print with Limbaugh. And it's very, very interesting to see the seeds of the modern era of talk radio taking hold in what he had planned to do and the questions I asked him. And it was the beginning of the modern era.
In terms of the focus on him and how he changed over the years, when you go back and listen to that and then you think about how he sounded, let's say, the last year. What do we note about that? Because it is a huge
story
arc.
It's an amazing story arc. His whole story is amazing, and you could see the seeds of it. Don't have enough time to get into it other than to tell the listeners, if you listen to any podcast that I've ever done and you're a talk radio fan and you're a Rush fan, or even if you're a Rush hater, listen to this podcast. It's unbelievably insightful and historic. It's gold. It's at mhinterview.com. Or at talkers.com, mhinterview.com. I'm really pushing this one because I'm really proud of it.
Well, I would think you'd smile. I mean, I've heard some of it, and it's just, I mean, I remember Limbaugh from the beginning. You know, he and I were close at the beginning because we were both starting about the same time. And, it really is kind of fun to remember back to those days and how much fun it was, and then it wasn't as much fun. It was important radio, but excuse me, but to me it didn't seem as much fun. Maybe that's a reflection of the times. All right, Michael, thank you.
Times.
Yep. Michael Harrison at mhinterview.com and talkers.com, 10 before the hour.
Hey, Matthew, we need to restock the sleeping bags.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Can one of you cover this register?
Like at Anita's outdoor store. To keep sales climbing, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we're back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and this portion of the program has the feature of having a conversation with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the professor of law at Bentley, the founder of Scamicide.com, a great lawyer, general practitioner, I would say. Right, wouldn't you? On your shingle, does it say Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law, my mom's favorite son, and general practitioner?
No, because a young Jewish boy who becomes a lawyer is because he wasn't smart enough to become a doctor. So she prefers to say I was a used car salesman.
My son the doctor, my son the lawyer. All right. Well, Steve's job is to help us understand some of the things in the story list from Talkers Magazine that have legal implications. So I'm going to ask you something about one of the ramifications of this COVID thing is keeping people from going to the movies, keeping people from going to restaurants, keeping people from going here, there, or whatever. So I'm of a mind at the moment to legally challenge. A friend of mine was talking about having his daughter's playing softball, and he wants to go sit on the stands with his mask on and watch the softball game. And the local constabularies have said, no, you can't. So I said to him, if it were me, I'd sit there. If they want to arrest me, let them arrest me. Let them take me to jail. Let me go through the system and have them prove, using the law, that I can't sit there and watch the game. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't, you know, I agree and disagree in the sense that, you know, there can be right now the way the COVID situation is, we could have a loosening of the rules if people would follow them. I mean, you know, I watched some of the college football games during the fall and saw some of these stadiums, particularly in the SEC schools, where there were too many people without masks, and they were close together, and, you know, it isn't safe. But, you know, what you're saying is let's have some real health evidence in regard to what are the limitations you're putting on people's lives and the economy. And, you know, that's a reasonable thing to do. That you could even go as far as, Doug, if you want to do this, an old law called a writ of mandamus.
Oh, I love that.
You haven't
yes.
even heard of it. But
no, I have. Yeah, I remember
that.
Yeah,
and that is asking or requiring a public servant to do their job. And, you know, frankly, it would be interesting to see what would happen if someone would file a writ of mandamus against some of the, you know, the health executives to find out maybe they could communicate a little better with us. But let's also look at it's a lot worse in this country because people don't follow the basic rules. They don't wear their masks. They're out there partying where they shouldn't be. A lot of college towns have had huge increases. I live in a college town, and we had big increases when the kids came back. So it cuts both ways. People can responsibly get out there more than we're allowed to, but we've got to be responsible.
All right, let me throw this at you. My friend Uri Geller, you know who Uri is.
Sure.
Lives in Israel. Yes, exactly. They some people call him a magician, but he's not really. Anyway, so he tells me this week that in Israel there is a requirement that you, they've been very successful at getting everybody their shots, but now there's sort of a legal rift among people there because the government says it's going to require you to do two things, where you have to have a card that says that you've been vaccinated, and they're going to list the people in the country who have not had their shots. And so, I mean, they're actually, what I thought was most sort of I would think it would be very frustrating for Jews, frankly. They're going to ask them to wear something, a badge that says, I've had a shot. Oh, man, I can't imagine that going over too well.
No, that one, I don't know who the genius was that came up with that one.
Either, right.
You know, requiring people to do it, but wearing and even publicizing who has not. Boy, that wouldn't fly here. And I imagine when they say you got two Jews in a room, you got three opinions, that's not going to fly high in Israel either.
Yeah, okay. All right. Let's have 30 seconds on Trump's legal problems.
Major. I mean, the tax information has finally been turned over to the Manhattan DA. He's got pending investigations in Georgia. He's got serious IRS issues. He's got a lot of legal issues. It's going to take time. The system is slow, but he's in trouble.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing, so keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. In a return to the political stage, former President Trump criticized the Biden administration, calling for Republican Party unity.
Speaking at CPAC, Trump described the opening weeks of the Biden administration as disastrous, singling out immigration, energy, and LGBT policies. The former president said his conservative movement is far from being over, but he has no plans on starting a third political party.
We have the Republican Party. It's going to unite and be stronger than ever before. I am not starting a new party.
As for his own political future, Trump offered no specifics, but hinted at a possible White House run in 2024. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Biden administration remains open to talks with Iran over the 2015 nuclear deal, despite Tehran's rejection of an EU invitation to join a meeting with the U.S. and the other original participants in the agreement. A senior administration official says the U.S. is disappointed in the rejection, but is flexible as to the timing and format of the talks. Speaking with Salem Radio Network, military analyst and retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis believes the administration is empowering Iran.
There's no question that the presence and the threat posed by the Ayatollah in Tehran, with the new wind at his back, thanks to President Biden, will undermine much of what President Trump accomplished.
Massive fraud in the nation's unemployment system raising alarms even as President Biden and Congress prepare to pour hundreds of billions of dollars into expanded benefits. A government watchdog agency said as of December, nearly two dozen states had not started using a key system to block fraud. Spacewalking astronauts Sunday, installing support frames at the International Space Station for new solar panels arriving later this year. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there, approaching your pain from four different angles, may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
As children go back to school in the UK March 8th, the government's announced their families will be provided with free coronavirus test kits.
Twice-weekly tests will be provided to children's households, good, regardless of whether anyone has symptoms. The tests will also be offered to adults working with schools, including bus drivers. The government believes the move will provide reassurance to family members anxious about sending their children back to school. Schools in England have been closed except to children of key workers since January. Britain has Europe's worst virus death toll at nearly 123,000 dead. I'm Karen Chalas.
Germany announced travelers from France's northeastern Moselle region will face additional restrictions because of the high rate of the variant coronavirus cases there. The Philippines received its first batch of COVID-19 vaccine, among in the last in Southeast Asia to secure the critical doses, despite having the second highest number of infections. More at townhall.com. Two sea power advocates in Congress last week said the U.S. Navy, the Air Force, and cyber warfare must start taking a larger share of the defense budget if the U.S. is going to compete with China. Earlier this week on the Salem Radio Network, Admiral James Stavridis, advocated for naval power to work hard to convince the Pentagon to increase the Navy's operating budget.
The most obvious example inside the Pentagon is going to be the competition between the services for budget, for money, for resources. So we're at a period right now where the U.S. Army has rightfully received a great deal of resources, because our forever wars in Afghanistan and Iraq were largely land-centric.
In December, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said he would advocate for heavy investment in sea, air, and space-centric platforms. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
It's all over the news. Businesses closing their doors permanently after operating for years. Well, many businesses are unaware of their rights to operate despite COVID-19 restrictions. Download our free empowering resource for business owners. Visit pji.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
A source.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7.5 the hour now. It's the weekend overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio that you're about to hear. The DJ viewers include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and me, Doug Steffen, with the charts from Talkers Magazine in the focus. We post these on our Facebook pages, our social media pages, our website at talkers.com as well. The week of February the 22nd to the 26th with the stories and the people. I think maybe I sort of try to change this up every week, ladies. We'll start with the people list this week. Last week, I think we did the story list. All of these have been in the focus, according to Tucker. We're listening to all the stations around the country. They get there. You know, they get the drift of things. This is about national and local hosts and what they're talking about. So, at number 10 on the list is Tiger Woods. Anybody know what his status is as we go into the weekend, what the car accident, I think most people understand or know.
He's doing pretty well, actually. Yeah. They just moved him from where he was at UCLA Harbor Medical Center over to Cedars-Sinai. The reason that they do that is not necessarily for continuation of care, but because Cedars is actually built to handle all of the paparazzi and all of the media that are standing outside. And so they usually move celebrities there as quickly as they can.
But what are they standing outside for? How ridiculous that is. What,
I just don't know if it's that they're standing outside or if they're trying to sneak in.
The fool, huh? What?
Think about how easy it is for one of those TMZ guys to try to sneak into a hospital and try to sneak. So I'm sure that's part of the equation. I don't know why they stand out there, especially when they know his life is not at risk. His career certainly may be, but I think the good news here is that he escaped, and the sheriff's department in L.A. said he's lucky he was wearing a seatbelt because it's very possible that he wouldn't have gotten away.
He didn't walk away as it was.
He didn't walk away. Mm.
That's right. All right, so that's the Tiger Woods reality at the end of the week. At number 9, people still talking about Rush Limbaugh. In fact, something started this week. It's sort of a what if. There are plenty of people listening to this program who are still big fans of Limbaugh, and sure they will be years to come. So there has been an idea floated, and I'm not sure whether it's by the syndicated premiere, where it came from, but there are those people who are asking around to see if there would be support for a 24/7 Rush Limbaugh channel that would have nonstop reruns of all of his programs from the first day he went on the air in 1988. Would you listen to that? How many people do you think would? There are plenty of Rush
fans. Not exclusively,
fans.
But I'd go through and check it out.
Mm-hmm. And whether that is what they don't think that's what they're going to do at noontime, that is have three, they're doing it now, 3 hours of Rush playing back and forth. But it's kind of like when you get down to the nitty-gritty of how this has worked in the past, there have been shows, and American Top 40 is the one that comes to mind immediately. Casey Kasem is heard on stations all across the country all weekend, every weekend, and has been. These are shows that were running in the 70s. He was on for, I think, 14, maybe more than that. I can't remember how many years he was on. But they replay them on the weekend on the stations that fit into that format. Oldie stations, classic hit stations, that sort of thing. And they don't have, I don't believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that there's a Casey Kasem station anywhere it wouldn't be a station, it would be a satellite destination where you could plug in and play, you know, like Scott Shannon has the True Oldies channel, and there are things like that exist. But I don't think there's a Casey Kasem. But the weekends really is perfect, and they're still making a lot of money syndicating those shows. So I'm sure one of the motivations by the folks at Premier is to try to keep some of that $100 million a year in billing that Limbaugh had, which they will not keep with anybody else that they put in that slot, no matter how they slide. It wasn't just that. I don't want to get into the weeds too much here, but it wasn't that the advertising revenue was the only thing, because there were a lot of companies that paid millions of dollars to have Limbaugh on their stations, as well as paying, as allowing the advertising or having the advertising as part of the program. So there were two ways of making money. So I think the movement is called Rush Rooms Radio Forever, something like that, or hashtag Rush Forever. So if you're up for that, I'm thinking it. I think, you know, I don't think it's a bad idea, frankly. It would be it's a good business move, and it's a good way to appease a lot of people that want to hear Rush and don't really want to listen to many other people that are on the radio, frankly. Okay, number 8 on the people list, Cyrus Vance Jr. This one has me completely buffled. I don't know what, I mean, I know who Cyrus Vance is.
The Southern District of New York.
Okay, so he's going after Trump.
Well, the Supreme Court allows, all of Trump's tax returns, and it's literally millions of documents, which is going to take months for them to go through, but it was all delivered to the Southern District this week.
People could say to me, well, you're not informed. Anything I see that has anything to do with Trump, I just drop it. I just go.
Well, it
I
potentially
go around.
Could
I
not had, be great news for Trump. So
well, I understand that.
And
some people may want to know that. I get this the headline. I just, for me, I'm done with Trump. I just hit the dump button when it comes to anything about Trump. All right, number seven is Andrew Cuomo, and what's going on with him? There are a lot of things going on with him, but I think this is more about the charges of sexual abuse, right? By
everything.
Is it only one, or is
it
one person?
Uh-huh. It's one woman right now criticizing not just the governor for whatever he said and did to her. I guess he tried to kiss her or forced a kiss from her. But it's about the culture in his office. A lot of women around, she says, protect and normalize his commentary and that sort of thing. But it's multi-level for
him. Is it words or is it actions? What is it? A little of both?
She said both. Yeah, she said both. That he tried to, he did kiss her without her consent.
This is Lindsay Boylan?
Is
she the one that worked for him?
He also has got the nursing home scandal behind him where he took, and it's apparently growing not just from nursing homes now, but to group homes and to institutional settings where people with disabilities and people who have mental problems are housed. There is also an effort to put people into those places and when they had COVID-19. And so now you've got families who are upset, Democrats, Republicans, AOC has turned on him. People are calling for investigations into him, and there's already an effort. In California, we have a recall. And that means that when there's someone that's elected, you can go through the legal process of recalling that person if they are not demonstrating the leadership that is worthy of the state. And that is not the rules in New York. So they have to do an impeachment in New York. So you'll hear that I word again. So now there's a commission that's been formed, a 60-day commission, to see if they have to see what went on, number one, and to see if there should be a punishment for that in terms of an impeachment.
Hmm. And what do you think? What's the collective here?
I think an investigation, both into this, I think he gets his day in court. I have always believed in due process. I believe that for Judge Kavanaugh, which he didn't, and I believe it for him. I think that there needs to be an investigation into what this woman's claims are when it comes to sexual harassment, and I think there absolutely needs to be an investigation into the nursing home and an investigation into whether or not his office was stonewalling. The bad news for him is that people in his office have already come out and said that they were stonewalling because they didn't want to have to turn over the numbers to the Department of Justice because, again, it all boils back to the guy you don't like to talk about, and that's Trump. Mm-hmm. Andrew Cuomo did not want to use the resources that the federal government gave him because he didn't want to have to create the storyline that Trump and the federal government actually helped him out. He wanted to say that he was able to do everything in the state of New York, and that worked for a while when he was writing books and collecting Emmy Awards, but now he's got to answer for it. And so I think if he did everything right and by the book, then he should have nothing to worry about.
All right, there it is. We're working on all of these items. You can find the list, as I said, on our social media at DJV Show or at talkers.com. This is the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner is going to bring us up to date on some of the things that you're saying on our social media about these issues of the week as we continue.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Okay, set it down over there and then go to bay 5.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to keep going to finish.
Like Amir's warehouse. To expand capacity, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, 17 after the hour, it's the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits from our perspective on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. So we're at Marjorie Taylor Greene on the People list, top 10 list this week, has her. I'm wondering, I didn't realize she was back in the fold. I thought she had gone away kind of not quietly a few weeks ago, but apparently she's back in the fold. And
well,
I just wonder,
taunting her office mate, the woman whose office is across the hall from hers has a transgender child, and so in typical Marjorie Taylor Greene fashion, because you know she's all about humanity and being a wonderful person, she's posting all kinds of posters on her door that are anti-transgender.
What is the matter with this? Does this woman need psychological help?
Yes, that's the answer.
I mean, there are a bunch of, on both sides, these groups of people that are serving themselves and not their constituents. I mean, I don't know what you can say. AOC is kind of serving her constituents, but you look at the rest of the bunch, the squad, and then there are these others on the Republican side that are just there to glam and to talk, and what are they doing to advance the cause of the country? Or, I mean, they probably think they're doing God's work or something. I don't know what the hell they think.
I just think a war in the hallway between a Democrat and a Republican is not serving either party's constituents.
No.
It seems ridiculous
having
a war between, you know, holding up a transgender pride flag and holding up making anti-remarks about it. Just doesn't make any sense. And what does that serve? All it's doing is wasting our time and our energy talking about it. Well, people are still suffering. It's so stupid.
Yep, it sure is self-serving. It shows you how selfish these people are. That's kind of where I come from. It's all about them.
But it's a misguided fight. Fight for your constituents, not over a hallway.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or, you know, are Marjorie Taylor Greene's constituents all worked up about, is that the most important thing, too?
It doesn't even matter right now. Coronavirus and relief and the economy and opening schools are the things that are frustrating people most.
Yeah.
So,
that should be on the top of people's lists. So, you know, you get back. Did she replace somebody who retired, or did she defeat somebody
who was
running against her? But who was the person that was there before from her district? Do you know? Was it anybody that had made any noise?
I looked it up the last time around let's see who it is. I'll look it up. Go ahead.
I remember, like, when Presley was elected from the Boston district where Capuano was before, he just took his reelection for granted, and she handed him his head. So, you know, there's some of that that goes on.
It was an open seat. She ran against Karen Handel, actually.
Got
big Democrat in the state.
21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Jay's in charge of our social media. And so let's take a pause here for a moment to see or hear. Well, you can see it if you go to at DJV Show on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.com/DJV Show, which I guess is where, Jay, we have more comments, do we, on Facebook than any of the other platforms? Or are we getting a little
Facebook
equalization?
Facebook definitely gets a lot more input, a lot more opinions are posted, which, I mean, we value that. We need opinions from all sides. That's right. How you have a good conversation.
I was looking at a comment from a fellow named Carl Kellogg on the Facebook page talking about how I wouldn't be anywhere without Rush Limbaugh, basically.
I totally disagree with that. Completely discounting your talent and your tenacity and your perseverance.
It's a reflection of what somebody says or thinks. Limbaugh
but
was I very influential.
But I think that's for you. Because
it has less to do with your talent, though. I think it has less to do with your talent or anything like that. It has less to do with any of that. Would we be on the medium of talk radio right now?
Would AM radio, where most of the stations are existing?
And that answer to that is probably no. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So I think I don't think it's a shot at your talent or any of that.
No, I didn't take it that way. But it's interesting that people think that. All right. So, Jay, what else do you see there that's of interest when it comes to some of the issues here?
Stellantis, the parent company to Jeep, defending their use of Cherokee, stating that their vehicle names have been carefully chosen and nurtured to honor and celebrate. And they're willing to have an open dialogue, but they are not willing to change the name. And we ask people if it is tone deaf, do you agree with their stake on this? And 100% of people are giving opinions of no, Stellantis is doing the right thing.
Stellantis is the French-Italian company that owns Chrysler these days. So we're going to ban. What's going to be left of our, not that this is necessarily an important part of our culture, but under the circumstances, I mean, what's left? If you take away, we were talking on the program earlier about Mr. Potato Head, Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, and that getting yanked, even though maybe it isn't going to be yanked as hard as some thought at the beginning of the discussion. But still, I guess my question is, do you not have anything more in your lives than to worry about or get worked up or get your panties in a wad about stuff like this when, as Jennifer just said, Jennifer, would you please recount what the important things are, at least where people who are thinking, what's the most important?
Well, I think getting past a pandemic, right, getting economically back, keeping people safe, and getting kids back to school. I think that's at the top of everybody's list.
I would think so.
And a question, too, is what constitutes cultural appropriation versus cultural appreciation? I mean, some things that are far away from the line, you can tell, but things that are closer to the line, where it is a little blurred.
Would you repeat that? That's brilliant. No, hold on. Just say, let's capture this thought in this moment for a minute. Repeat what you just said because it's brilliant.
What's the difference? When it's very far away from the line, some extremes I totally understand, but when you're closer to the line of cultural appropriation versus cultural appreciation, I don't understand.
Appropriation versus appreciation.
Yeah, that's a debate that's been going on for years, and that's I think a lot of people come out of that thinking if you're profiting off of it, then it's appropriation.
Appropriation.
And if you're not, and you're just, look, if you love Japanese culture and you want your entire house to be filled with shoji screens and everyone sits on the floor, that's not appropriation. That's appreciation.
No. Right.
Unless you're selling your house. You know what I mean? It's
you're
not
making
money and profiting off of it and kicking someone else out of the space.
And then some people talk about hairstyles, like cornrows. I was on a competitive dance team growing up. We had all kinds of people. And, I mean, there were a couple dances where our uniform was to be in cornrows. Me, a white girl, you know, woman now, but a girl at the time, I had cornrows. But we were supposed to. Is that cultural appreciation or appropriation?
Hmm. All right.
The hair is definitely a touchy
great.
One for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good. It's a good question. All right, we continue with our look at what's going on here on the DJV overview of the hot hits and talk radio, or what we're working on.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see results. We even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials.
This is sponsored by IBM. IBM is committing to net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 to further its long-standing work to address the global climate crisis. The company will prioritize actual reductions in its emissions, energy efficiency efforts, and increased clean energy use across the more than 175 countries where it operates. To achieve this goal, IBM will reduce its greenhouse gas emissions 65% by 2025, procure 75% of the electricity it consumes worldwide from renewable sources by 2025, and reach 90% of IBM's electricity coming from renewable sources. Jim Whitehurst, IBM president, says,
"While IBM is advancing our efforts to fight COVID-19, we also know that we can't put the climate emergency on the back burner. That's why we're announcing this pledge to reach net zero emissions in less than a decade. IBM will continue applying our most powerful technologies and expertise to fight the global climate crisis."
For more information, visit ibm.com/environment.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Working with Lipton to help raise awareness on the impact of diet and lifestyle on heart health.
When it comes to heart health, unsweetened green or black tea is a good choice to help you manage a healthier diet. Relative to non-tea drinkers, daily unsweetened tea consumption is associated with higher good cholesterol, known as HDL, and lower body weight.
Learn more about simple ways to keep your heart healthy, like exercising regularly, getting enough sleep, and following a heart-healthy diet at lifeiswhy.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The last week of February is in the focus here in our overview of what's going on the News Talk Radio world. The DJV gang, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen. We've gone through the people. Well, we're going through the people list. Next up is Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. Who's taking that one on?
Or Kyrsten Sinema. But I like the way you said it.
What's her name?
Just Kyrsten Sinema.
Is it spelled weird, though? Is it spelled K-Y-R? Because that would be Kyrsten.
Yeah.
It's okay, so Sinema. Now
her last name
Jennifer.
Is
Jennifer.
Her last name is just Sinema.
Okay. As in Max Sinema or whatever. So what's the story here?
Who is she now that we've butchered her name?
Yes,
okay,
right,
she is the senator from Arizona. Joe Manchin is the senator from West Virginia. And the reason that they would be trending this week is because they're the two most powerful people in Washington, D.C. right now. You thought it was Joe Biden? No, it's these two Democrats who are the considered to be the more moderate Democrats in the Senate. And because the Senate is split 50-50, Democrats and Republicans, there's a lot of attention being focused on these two to see what they're going to do, what they're going to vote on, who they're going to confirm in the nomination
process. And
what have
they done so far that makes them
of
note?
So this week, to the things that they've been making news about, let's see. First of all, a lot of confirmation hearings going on in the Senate and some controversial ones. The two most controversial, well, we'd add a third, but Neera Tanden, who's been nominated for Office of Management and Budget, OMB, had tweeted nasty things about almost every senator sitting in the chamber, Democrats, Republicans alike. She's really torn.
She did not discriminate.
No, she tore people up. And before her nomination, or before her confirmation hearing, she actually went through and deleted, I think, over 1,000 tweets from her feed. And so Joe Manchin was not impressed with her testimony and says he's probably a no on Neera Tanden, which would mean you need a Republican. And no Republican has said that they're interested in voting for her either. So it looks like her confirmation is in peril. They've actually tabled the rest of the hearings because they don't know what they're going to do with her. Also, Javier Becerra, the attorney general from California, who for whatever reason was picked to run Health and Human Services, is also a bit controversial.
What are his qualifications to do that?
He was involved in the ACA, the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
It's kind of the main thing.
He's also looked at as not even a pro-choice person, but a pro-abortion legislator. And so to be sitting in Health and Human Services, a lot of conservative Republicans take issue with that. He also has no medical experience, not even in pharmaceuticals or virology. And people say, you know, that may have worked a couple of years ago before the pandemic.
Who do you know to get on the list? Is this a Kamala Harris deal?
Yes, he's part of Kamala's squad, but also it was a thank you because he sued Trump's administration like 158 times during their time in office. So it's kind of a thank you, and sure, Kamala knows him as well. But anyway, that one is sort of in peril. I haven't seen where the senators are on that, but people are looking at Joe Manchin about whether or not he'll confirm. More importantly, the COVID-19 stimulus bill is getting passed through the House. It's going to go to the Senate. The Senate parliamentarian said you cannot include a $15 an hour federal minimum wage, and Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema said that they would not vote for a $15 minimum wage as part of a reconciliation bill, which is what this is, because it violates Senate rules.
Who's voting against the bill because it's full of pork and garbage? who's standing
well,
up and saying...
Well, everybody seems to have a piece of something that they want in it, so...
Well, that's how they get the stuff
passed. You have to take
passed.
The whole... Right, exactly. Yeah, so yeah. If you're willing to push your stuff through, then you have to, you know...
It's not in the best interest
that,
of the American
then...
people. Meanwhile, speaking of minimum wage, you may have seen that Costco has announced this week they will start paying $16 an hour next week to everybody. That's the minimum wage they
Costco's
will pay.
Costco's making bank right
at
now
Costco.
In the pandemic.
And Costco is giving... the boys at Amazon a little food for thought, as they really have been raking in very quietly. They've been maneuvering mm-hmm. themselves into a lot of different positions yep. when it comes to online stuff. So look for Costco, in my opinion. Actually, be a good stock to own. I'd be interested in seeing whether Warren Buffett owns any of Costco. But these are people who are not going to bow down to Amazon at the feet of what everybody thinks, oh, Amazon, I always buy from Amazon. You might want to check out Costco because they're doing a lot of the same things. And that's not a paid announcement, it's just an observation. Okay, number four on the list of people is Merrick Garland, who seems to be in good stead as he tries to get confirmed, right? Or is he getting confirmed already for the Attorney General? Hello?
No. Merrick Garland has not been No. He has not been confirmed yet.
A few crickets there.
I don't know if he's been confirmed yet.
Well, I thought
he's in the process, right? They're still...
He's not been confirmed. He had his hearings this week, and I don't know. In my mind,
but
they were pretty lackluster. But he should be confirmed. Mitch McConnell is the Republican, as the minority leader said, he'll vote to confirm him. The idea is that most Republicans will vote for people who are at least qualified. I mean, you've always got your five holdouts or so that are not going to vote for anybody that Joe Biden puts out, as we saw with Trump, the same thing on the other side. But by and large, if people are qualified, then they can sit there and get a confirmation. What I will just tell you, because I watched the Merrick Garland hearings, is of all of the cabinet appointees of Joe Biden's, this is the one that I actually had the highest hopes for, because he seems to be well-respected on both the Republican and the Democrat side of the aisle, and people have said he's fair and all of this. But I was so disturbed by his testimony. He would not commit to an answer. He seemed like he didn't know much about anything. He just said, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I'll have to get back to you on that. I don't know about that. Now, maybe that's a tactic, but it doesn't exactly breed confidence. And
that's like he's a lawyer, Jennifer. And if you go into a deposition, I did a deposition this week.
Well, Amy Coney Barrett also didn't answer a lot of questions,
well,
and no one had an issue with that.
Well, but lawyers will tell you,
because they're lawyers.
The way that you answer a question is, I forget, I don't know.
Amy Coney Barrett's famous line was, "Well, I can't speculate. I can't speculate."
And
I mean,
understand
that about everything. So,
well, I understand that because
if that didn't bother people, then this shouldn't bother Merrick. You know about Merrick.
But it's a little different because Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as a Supreme Court justice, did the same thing, and that's what Amy Coney Barrett replicated. And that is, we can't say what if because we don't know what the court case is until it gets in front of us, and that's when we have to decide and make our decision.
Okay.
And that was the RBG rule, and that's what Amy Coney Barrett did during her confirmation. But Merrick Garland was a little different. They asked him, will you keep the special prosecutor? And he said, I don't know. I mean, the special prosecutor, you either will or you won't. I mean, it seems like a fine answer. Mm-hmm. When it came to border, will you enforce the laws of land at the border? I don't know. Well, how is that? Your job as Attorney General is to enforce the law, not to be partisan. So it should just be clear answers, but it was just lackluster, that's all.
I think the problem is, and we saw this a lot in the last 4 years, the Attorney General, the job of the Attorney General has become extremely political. Bill Barr was, you know, basically Trump's personal attorney. Jeff Sessions refused to be that.
Can I ask a question that's not meant to be argumentative? How was Bill Barr President Trump's personal attorney?
There were so many examples of where he stepped in where he should not. Jen,
like one.
Come on. You know
no,
how many
because
there
I
are.
Had, I'm curious, because here's something that happened on my show that I host in Los Angeles. Somebody called in and said that same kind of talking point. Bill Barr was Trump's personal attorney. I said, okay, how? And the caller said, well, I don't know, just a lot of things that he did. And I said, okay, just give me one. And we were up against a break, and I put the caller on hold. And I said, look, I'm going to give you time to think of one, and I'll come back to you. So you'll have 5 minutes here to figure out exactly what thing Bill Barr did as Trump's personal attorney. And
well, okay, I can give you two examples right off the top of my head that felt very personal to me that I really didn't – Okay, the number one thing that really pissed me off as a woman, and this is personal, and this is separate from governmental stuff and whatever, but when Bill Barr decided that Trump, the president, was no longer the defendant in the case with, and the woman's name is blank, I'm blanking on the woman's name now, who's suing him for a rape, Bill Barr stepped in where he should not have, and he made the American government, it's the United States now versus that lady, which means you cannot sue the American, you cannot sue the United States.
That was improper. Negates. I agree with you
that
on that
was
one.
So that was so unethical on so many levels.
And I know a lot of people were upset about that, but the reason Bill Barr did it is because it was consistent to the same thing that happened with Bill Clinton when he was in office. So
two wrongs don't make a right.
Exactly, but precedence is what...
There's, no.
All right, let's keep moving.
Bill Barr did a lot of suppressing of investigations into Trump, too, and the tax returns. There's a lot.
Yogananda Pittman, is she a new yogi in Washington? We'll find out in a moment here on the DJV overview of what's going on. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan here with a story list from Talkers Magazine from number 10 to number 1. At number 10, the Tiger Woods accident. Kind of a bizarre reality, isn't it? Number 9, lots of talk about the Mars mission and how successful it is. Thank heavens we have something good to talk about with regard to our government and a government agency. Number 8, social media and the First Amendment and the future of the social media system, talk media, etc. Number 7, race relations. Number 6, our relationship with China and Russia and Iran because of the bombing, especially this week. Trump and his legal problems at 5. The Capitol insurrection investigation, number 4. Biden and his cabinet appointments, number 3. The economy, number 2. And COVID with regard to vaccines and viruses, etc. That's it. The top 10 stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Void and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. At Talkers.com and also on the DJV social media at DJV Show and Facebook and at the DJV website as well, you can find the stories of the people every week. People list this week includes at number 10, Tiger Woods, number 9, Rush Limbaugh, number 8, Cyrus Vance Jr., the one who's going after Trump and his tax returns. Andrew Cuomo, a lot of people are after him. Number 7, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Number 6, somebody ought to be after her. Number 5, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. Merrick Garland, his hearing's going forth this week. Number 4, Yogananda Pittman, the new police chief, Capitol Police Chief in Washington, is 3. Donald Trump is 2. and Joe Biden is number one. Pretty appropriate, very interesting list. Stimulates lots of conversation, which is what we're all about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's move back to the charts, the people charts for this week, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. And the next name is Yogananda Pittman. And I facetiously said, oh, a new yogi in town. In fact, Ms. Pittman is the new chief of the United States Capitol Police. She is being put there because of the miserable performance of the person who was there before her with regard to what happened in January. So whatever else we know, I don't know, you know, that much more about her. She's been there for what seems to be a career police person. So, I mean, what else do you have to say? Wait and see what she does. I don't know whether people are taking a shot at her because she's black.
Well, the reason she's in the photo, we're talking about the Capitol Police is because there was the first of what will be a lot of hearings on
hearings,
what happened on
yeah.
January 6th. And so there was a hearing this week, not with the former guy, Stephen Sund, who was the one who resigned after the Capitol riots. And so he was on the hot seat. Two other people, I think someone from Metro, from the Washington, D.C. Police Department was there, and another person talking about what they knew, when they knew it, and that kind
yeah.
of thing on January
okay.
the 6th.
All right, Donald Trump is in the number two position this week as far as people are concerned, and it's more, I guess maybe one of the big things is he's speaking at CPAC. Is that next week? When is that?
Sunday.
This Sunday. Okay, so he's the featured speaker. Well, I mean, that's no surprise either. That's like red meat for that bunch, right?
Under well, the and they put it in Florida. They moved it.
Right.
it in Florida.
Right.
So
it's his backyard.
For him to get there, he's
right.
like wrapped
yeah.
in a cocoon of praise in
yeah.
Florida.
Right. Oh yeah, they love that. Okay, number one, Joe Biden. Who is? I don't know if it's concerned or what do we know about this raid? I've heard very little conversation.
That's true.
And,
yeah,
and I think there ought to be. The airstrike against the Iran-backed militia that was ordered yesterday. We're doing this program on Friday. So there were 15 rocket attacks. Apparently the Iranians, took a shot at the base in northern Iraq. And so, the airstrike against Iran, they must be suicidal. Either that or they're so deftly wrapped up in their own egos. The Ayatollah and some of
they
the
do
other.
Every time they yeah. test new administrations, it's very.
Well, Joe gave him something to think about, it would seem, right? It was right back. Bingo.
One targeted missile attack, yeah, back.
Yeah.
The
22 people were killed, though. It's pretty effective
yeah.
for one, you know, one attack.
Yeah.
The
Go
interesting
ahead,
thing is that there's been some criticism because both Jen Psaki and Joe Biden took issue with Trump's administration for launching airstrikes into Syria. And so now imagine this is topic for fodder for conversation. Jen Psaki said, what's the legal authority for these strikes? Assad is a brutal dictator, but Syria is a sovereign country. So we'll see how they answer that over the next couple of days.
Also, the administration has taken to task the Russians. Victoria, what's that? Sanctioning Russia for those solar wind hacks. You want to give us
yeah,
a few moments
we
on that?
We don't know what the sanctions are, but we know that they're coming. And the interesting thing about that is that they're lumping it in with not just the solar winds hack, which went after at least 9 U.S. agencies and 100 private American companies, but they're also getting some retaliation for the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, which is interesting. That's a real personal attack on Putin. That's a big
right.
stance. And
yeah.
also election interfering, which the Russians have been doing for the last, you know,
yep.
numerous cycles.
Hold their feet to the fire. All right. Thank you, ladies. Jay, Victoria, Jennifer, I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Seeing humility. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Vision is our most dominant sense. It actually takes up about half of our brain's resources. The wildly interesting thing, though, is that we see only what our brains tell us we see. And the fact is, it's not 100% accurate. And even if our vision was entirely accurate, we still only see less than 1% of the possible visible spectrum. So, isn't it fairly wise for us to be a little less attached to what we think we see? Isn't it probably a good idea to approach the world with just the right amount of awe, wonder, and humility? It seems to me that knowing that what we see is limited, it's probably not only wise, but helpful for us to question the absolute certainty we often feel, despite the reality that there is so much more to our worlds than meets our eyes. Perhaps it's time for all of us to see humility in a whole new way. For more on life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Americans are reevaluating their approach to savings after a tumultuous year. And as America Saves Week kicks off, Prudential Financial outlines ways to help prepare for the future, even for those whose financial wellness has been disrupted by the pandemic. Janella Frias, president of Prudential Retirement, has more.
According to a 2021 survey by Prudential Financial, a quarter of American workers have reduced or exhausted their emergency savings because of COVID-19, leaving more than two-thirds worried about their financial security.
Frias says look at the big picture and try to stay the course. Small steps can have a big impact on your long-term financial security.
In challenging times like we are facing today, consider adjusting your budget or putting whatever you can into emergency savings. And if you're able, check in with your employer. Many offer tools and financial education resources that can be a big help to you along the way.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, time for us to go through the top five items in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan is here to do that service. So we start at number five every week. At this time, Instagram is in the number five slot. Why?
Instagram's trying to do something helpful, especially during the pandemic, where a lot of people who've had, you know, different mental issues, mental health problems, mental health stressors, eating disorders have actually been on the rise during the pandemic and during quarantine. So Instagram is adding resources for people who are affected by eating disorders. And so now if you search for hashtags or content that's potentially related to disordered eating, Instagram will guide that user to resources or helplines, including the National Eating Disorders Association, that's NEDA, in the U.S. as well as in the U.K., Australia, and Canada. Instagram says currently that it tries to blur out potentially triggering content in search results, and it does direct people to a generalized crisis support. But now this is going to be even more specifically designed around eating disorders. So this is National Eating Disorders Awareness Week programming, and this is what they're trying to help reach, especially young women who tend to suffer, and young men do as well, but the numbers tend to be a little higher for women.
Number four, a question about blue light blocking glasses.
Well, also during the pandemic, one of the things that have spiked in sales are blue light blocking eyeglasses to help with digital eye strain, since we're looking at screens all day long and no one's really taking a break going from the laptop, the desktop to, you know, your iPhone, smartphone, whatever. And so there are two different studies that came out from the College of Optometry at State University of New York. And essentially, both of these studies showed that you're probably wasting your money buying blue light blocking glasses. The one thing that they agree on is that if you are reading a tablet or your phone later on in the evening, that they will help not mess up your sleep patterns. But in terms of digital eye strain, the best thing to do is the 20/20/20 rule. For every 20 minutes that you're looking at a screen, then take your eyes off the screen, look at something that's at least 20 feet away for at least 20 seconds, and that will actually help decrease the eye strain more.
Number three, Instacart is expanding.
Yep, Instacart started as a grocery delivery service, but it's increasingly moving into delivering office supplies, sporting goods, TVs, electronics, makeup, and drugstore essentials. The latest move is that Instacart has partnered with Walgreens for same-day delivery, and they've announced this partnership so that you'll be able to get over-the-counter medications, beauty items, and other drugstore purchases the same way that you would if you were ordering groceries. This is starting in Illinois, and within in the next few weeks, this will expand to 8,000 Walgreens stores across the country. So really good news for people who, you know, it's one thing to get your prescriptions delivered, and a lot of services and apps do provide that. But if you need other things from Walgreens, you know, in the beauty department, or if you just need, you know, personal hygiene supplies, things like that, there's really no way to get those delivered until now. So I think Instacart and Walgreens, it's going to be a very successful partnership.
All right. Number two is a new way to catch a Lyft.
This is a new old way to catch a Lyft. This is kind of funny, and I know that, you know, on the DJV show this week, you got a kick out of this. And actually, this has gotten some buzz online as well. It's kind of fun. So the new feature that Lyft is offering, it's called Call a Lyft. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's perfect for seniors, they say, and folks without access to the Lyft app. You actually call the number, 631-201-LYFT, between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on Monday through Friday, and they will book a ride for you. The only thing that you do need, you need at least a flip phone. You need some sort of phone that they can confirm with a text message. You don't need a smartphone, but you definitely have to at least have a flip phone. And this is kind of funny because this takes over the space of GoGo Grandparent, which stepped in as an intermediary for ride-sharing and food delivery companies because a lot of older folks didn't have access to the apps and the computers. So Lyft is trying to take a little bit of that business.
Number one, the Biden folks are after the Russians.
Yes, so the Biden administration is preparing sanctions and other measures to punish Russia for actions that for the SolarWinds cyber espionage campaign, as well as attacking and poisoning Alexei Navalny, which is a very strong stance from the U.S. government. Criminal activity into elections. They're going to come up with a lot of sanctions. I don't think Russia is going to be happy with this, and so but it's overdue. 100 private companies and at least 9 U.S. government agencies were hit by the SolarWinds cyber attack, and we don't even know yet what information was stolen.
Yeah, we got to go after the Russians, the Chinese, all that stuff. Is the more we pursue them, the better it is. It's 59 past the hour. Those are the top 5 tech stories of the week. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal. And our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Former President Trump is promising to lead the Republican Party back to political power.
In his first public speech since leaving office in January, Trump said he will be actively working to elect strong, tough, and smart Republicans.
We will take back the House, we will win the Senate, and then a Republican president will make a triumphant return to the White House. And I wonder who that will be.
The former president told a CPAC audience that the 2020 election was rigged as he both aired his grievances about Democrats and outlined his plans to lead conservatives. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The United States now has a third vaccine to prevent COVID-19.
The Food and Drug Administration cleared Johnson & Johnson's single-dose shot Saturday evening. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, spoke about it on ABC's This Week.
It's got greater than 85% efficacy after severe disease and critical disease.
and there were no deaths or hospitalizations in any of the countries that were tested. And remember, they tested in the United States, in South Africa, and in South America.
And Fauci advises, if you're offered a vaccine, don't get hung up on whether one of the other two might be better.
I think we need to pull away from this comparing and parsing numbers until you compare them head to head. Just be really grateful that we have three really efficacious vaccines.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Utah canceling some 7,000 coronavirus vaccine appointments after a mistake in the state's health department's registration website allowed people without qualifying conditions to register for shots. A spokesman says the error allowed residents who are not 65 or older or who do not have an underlying medical condition to sign up. They say those appointments are being canceled. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Security forces in Myanmar opened fire and made mass arrests in an attempt to break up protests that challenged the military's seizure of power.
Gunshots could be heard in Dawei as police appeared to be using live ammunition to disperse the protests. Police use of live fire on crowds was also reported in many other cities, including Yangon and Mandalay. A UN human rights official said it had credible information that almost 20 people were killed and dozens wounded. It also believes that the forces used tear gas, flashbang grenades, and stun grenades. I'm Karen Chamas.
A new faction of Thailand's pro-democracy movement staged a protest March Sunday, linking their cause with that of demonstrators in Myanmar battling that neighboring country's coup-installed military government. And a fire in a camp housing of families of members of the Islamic State group killed three children, injured 15 others in northeast Syria. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The NFL may be top dog, but there's nothing like spring training.
Baseball enjoying a bevy of reassuring signs Sunday on opening day of Grapefruit and Cactus League play, including people in the seats, albeit in numbers limited by COVID-19 protocols. The Toronto Yankees game in Tampa drew 2,600 people. In Sarasota, the Pittsburgh-Baltimore crowd, 1,705, officially listed as a sellout. And Orioles slugger Trey Mancini got a socially distanced standing ovation in his first game since surgery from colon cancer. Jason Walker reporting.
William Byron gave NASCAR its third surprise winner in 3 weeks, although not quite as stunning as the first two at Daytona. Byron controlled most of the final two stages at Homestead Miami Speedway to win for the second time in 111 Cup starts. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and coming up this time, Oscar winner Ray Milland does The Radio Thing in the comedy series Meet Mr. McNutley. And then later, it's Burns and Allen. Ray Milland was born in Wales, and he first showed up in British films in the late 20s, early 30s. He began his movie career by happenstance. A filmmaker had spotted him at a party and offered the then 22-year-old a bit part in the 1929 picture, The Plaything. He relocated to the United States for a stint at MGM, and an early success was the 1931 picture, Blonde Crazy, in which he competed with con artist James Cagney for Joan Blondell's affections. When his contract with MGM would expire, Milland ended up at Paramount Pictures and remained there for the next 20 years. Among the films he did for Paramount, The Glass Key, Beau Jest, Reap the Wild Wind, and his Oscar-winning turn in The Lost Weekend. As you'll now hear, though, he was also pretty good at comedy. This is from March 18, 1954.
GE Radios and GE Television presents the General Electric Comedy Theater transcribed, starring Ray Milland in Meet Mr. McNutley, created by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosher, with Phyllis Avery and Gordon Jones. Professor Raymond McNutley is considered to know a great deal about the fair sex. After all, doesn't he teach at Lynn Haven College for Women? And yet there are times when the good professor seems something less than an expert on the subject. This morning, for instance, Ray really should have been a little suspicious when his wife, Peggy, insisted on his reading the morning paper at the breakfast table.
Anything exciting in the paper, dear?
No, just the usual stuff, Peg.
Oh, just nothing at all?
Well, here's an item. Local woman is asking for a divorce because her husband is a sleepwalker.
Huh, that doesn't seem much to complain about. Now, if her husband were one of those men who went out every night...
That's just what he did. He walked while she slept.
Oh. Well, what else is in the paper?
Oh, nothing really, Peg.
Oh, it can't be that dull, Ray. Read me some headlines.
What for?
Just read them to me. Try over on page 2.
Oh. All right, Peg. What's there you want me to see on page 2?
Oh, just a little item about a Broadway musical coming to town.
And you want to go see it?
It opens tonight at the Orpheum.
Peggy, do you want to go see it?
I think you would want to. It stars Sheila Castle.
Oh. Sheila Castle. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yes, the darling of two continents and former great and good friend of Raymond McNutley.
Oh, now really, Peggy, that was years before I met you. Miss Castle was merely a casual acquaintance.
Casual. Don't I recall a story about you throwing caution to the winds and madly pursuing Sheila around Cape Cod one whole summer in one of those small foreign cars?
Darling, I was just out of school. I was very young. I was very innocent.
I thought it was a little more serious than that. Didn't Sheila once refer to you in an interview as that mad, impetuous boy who made her forget for a moment that she was queen of Broadway?
Oh, that was just ridiculous newspaper talk. Why, Sheila's had 2 or 3 husbands since then.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh, that's Pete. Give me a lift. Afraid I have to run, Peg.
Ray?
Yes, dear?
What was it that made you lose interest in Sheila?
Oh, now, Peggy.
Well, there must have been something.
Oh, darling, some other time. Pete's waiting for me.
What was it, Ray?
Oh, all right. It was the perfume she wore.
Do you remember what it was called?
Yes, Man Overboard. It wasn't funny, Peg. There was something about that perfume that I was allergic to.
Oh, you mean like hay fever?
Like hay fever. Peggy, where's my hat?
Oh, I'll get it. I bought you a new one yesterday.
All right, Pete, all right. Oh, now what? Hello.
Is this Professor McNutley's residence?
Yes, who is this?
Raymond, it's Sheila, darling.
Who?
Raymond, can you hear me?
I so sorry. Mr. McNutley, he not here. He leave town. He's not come back long time. Goodbye.
Here's your new hat, Ray.
Thanks.
Don't you like it?
Sure, crazy about it.
Oh, good. I even had your initials put in it.
Fine. I gotta go, Peg.
Oh, Ray, what was that phone call?
Nothing really. Just a dog pound. They wanted to know if we'd retrieved a lost Labrador. I'll see you tonight, honey.
Well, that's really something, Ray boy. A big Broadway star calling you the minute she hits town.
But why, Pete? After all these years, why should Sheila want to look me up?
Why? Well, weren't you and she sort of, No, we were not. You mean not even a little,
Well, maybe, but definitely not.
In other words, just a good friend?
Exactly. I'll cut it out, Pete. Pete, I'm a married man. No, I'm going to keep far, far away from her.
Ray.
Yeah.
You having lunch with Sheila?
Pete, I just told you there's absolutely no reason for me to see her. The flame has been dead for years.
Dead, huh? Ray, boy, you know what they taught us in the Boy Scouts? The combination of dead embers and a strong wind can sure do a powerful lot of damage. And something tells me this could be the night of the big wind.
I'm coming. Hello.
Hello. I'd like to know how to get in touch with Mr. McNutley, please.
Who is this?
Sheila Castle.
Oh.
I'm an old friend of Ray's.
I'm sorry, Miss Castle, but Mr. McNutley just left for work. He'll be tied up in his classroom all day.
Oh, then he is in town. When I called earlier, the houseboy said he'd gone on a trip.
Oh, really? Then you called here before.
Yes. Now, would you be a sweet thing and tell the dear boy that I called?
Yes, I'll tell the dear boy.
Oh, by the way, I didn't ask who you are. Are you the cook, darling?
Oh, no. I'm just the upstairs maid. Goodbye, Miss Castle. The cook. I wonder what she wants of Ray. Well, at least as long as he's in his classroom, she can't get at him. Or can she?
And then Romeo attempts to comfort his friend Mercutio, who has just received a fatal blow. Courage, man, the hurt cannot be much.
Professor McNutley.
And Mercutio replies, no, it is not so deep as a well, nor so wide as a church door.
Professor McNutley.
Oh, good morning, Miss Bradley.
Professor, there's a person out in the hallway who insists on seeing you.
Oh? Who is it, Miss Bradley?
She wouldn't give me her name. She said she wanted to surprise you.
Does she look like anyone I might know?
If you do, you've been keeping a lot of things from us, Professor. He's got blonde hair, high French heels, leopard skin coat, and wears a perfume that smells like...
Man overboard.
Why, Professor?
Oh, excuse me, class. I'll be right back.
Well, I know what I do.
Oh, hello, Sheila. It's nice to see you again.
Oh, and you too, darling. You haven't changed one bit.
Oh, Miss Bradley, I'd like you to meet Miss Sheila Castle.
Oh, how do you do? Not the Sheila Castle of Broadway.
None other, my dear. I'm opening here tonight at the Orpheum.
I see. And you and Mr. McNutley are old friends?
Old friends? Oh, my dear girl, at one time we were simply mad about each other.
Sheila, please.
Oh, look at him blush, Miss Bradley. He's still the same shy old chubby wubbykins.
Yes, isn't he, though? Well, I'm sure you two have lots to talk about, and I have work in my office. Happy to have met you, Miss Castle.
Thank you, darling.
Sheila, you had no business coming here.
But Ray, pet, why not?
Why not?
Darling, I didn't think you could possibly refuse. You know, for old time's sake.
Sheila, may I remind you that I...
Oh, Ray. You're not still allergic to me.
Well, it's that perfume you wear. How anybody could like it.
Well, my three husbands did, darling. In a way, it's brought me my best notices.
That's right.
There, you see. Now, what was it you were telling me, darling?
That I have a wife and a home.
Well, of course, and I'm so happy for you.
But I don't see what that has to do with enrolling Joanne at Lynnhaven College.
Joanne?
My daughter. Her heart is set on going to school here, but I've heard that it's so difficult to get accepted that they're frightfully fussy. So I thought you might be able to put in a good word for Joanne.
Then you didn't come here to, you weren't thinking of, No, I guess you weren't.
Ray, you're acting very strangely.
Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing really, Sheila. I'll be happy to do anything I can to help your daughter enroll at Lynnhaven.
Oh, thank you, darling.
In fact, I'll go in and talk to Miss Bradley about it right now.
Shall I wait?
No. You run along, Sheila, and it's so nice to have seen you again.
Yes. And goodbye, darling. Come in.
Miss Bradley, may I see you just a moment?
Come right in, chubby wobbekin.
Peggy, I'm home. Oh, cooking dinner. How are you, Peg? Hello. Peggy, is there something wrong?
After you left this morning, you got another call from the dog pound.
What?
This time, the Labrador Retriever left her name. Sheila Castle.
Oh. Oh. Well, as a matter of fact, that's what I wanted to tell you, darling. She stopped by school to see me.
Mm-hmm. I suppose she's the sort who would do that.
Oh, now, Peggy, there's nothing to be jealous about. The whole thing was rather amusing.
Mm-hmm. Ho, ho.
Peggy, she just wanted my help to get her daughter enrolled in Lynnhaven.
Oh, Ray. You mean that was all?
Of course, darling. So you see, there's nothing to be upset about.
Well, Dad...
That's the stuff. Now just give me a kiss.
Mm. Ray, what's that under your arm?
Oh, I almost forgot. I bought you a box of candy.
Oh, no.
No.
Darling, what's wrong?
It's a guilty conscience. A guilty conscience.
Oh, Peg, you've got to believe me. Sheila means absolutely nothing to me. We just talked a little about old times and, well, then I started to sneeze again.
Just like old times? No!
Peggy! Peggy, darling! Honey! Oh. Okay, you win. It's the night of the big wind and no storm cellar.
You're listening to Meet Mr. McNutley on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this short break.
Seeing humility. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Vision is our most dominant sense. It actually takes up about half of our brain's resources. The wildly interesting thing, though, is that we see only what our brains tell us we see. And the fact is, it's not 100% accurate. And even if our vision was entirely accurate, we still only see less than 1% of the possible visible spectrum. So, isn't it fairly wise for us to be a little less attached to what we think we see? Isn't it probably a good idea to approach the world with just the right amount of awe, wonder, and humility? It seems to me that knowing that what we see is limited, it's probably not only wise, but helpful for us to question the absolute certainty we often feel, despite the reality that there is so much more to our worlds than meets our eyes. Perhaps it's time for all of us to see humility in a whole new way. For more on life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Americans are reevaluating their approach to savings after a tumultuous year. And as America Saves Week kicks off, Prudential Financial outlines ways to help prepare for the future, even for those whose financial wellness has been disrupted by the pandemic. Janella Frias, president of Prudential Retirement, has more.
According to a 2021 survey by Prudential Financial, a quarter of American workers have reduced or exhausted their emergency savings because of COVID-19, leaving more than two-thirds worried about their financial security.
Frias says, look at the big picture and try to stay the course. Small steps can have a big impact on your long-term financial security.
In challenging times like we are facing today, consider adjusting your budget or putting whatever you can into emergency savings. And if you're able, check in with your employer. Many offer tools and financial education resources that can be a big help to you along the way.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated, but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is America and paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
And now back to Ray Milland, starring in Meet Mr. McNutley on When Radio Was.
Well, it's the next morning now. Peggy and Ray McNutley have finished breakfast, and yet neither one has made a move to leave the table. There's plenty of sound going on, though. Peggy ominously taps her toe against the floor. Ray, poor Ray, sits nervously popping his knuckles. And then suddenly, almost unbelievably...
Ray.
Yes, dear?
I'm sorry about the way I acted last night.
You are?
I've thought it all out. After all, you didn't ask Sheila Castle to come to town.
No, I certainly didn't.
And you didn't ask her to visit you at school.
No, I did not.
And when you brought home that box of candy, I should have known that it was simply a sweet, spontaneous gesture.
Completely spontaneous.
Yeah, after all, I bought you that new hat just the day before, and it wasn't because I had anything to feel guilty about.
Of course not, dear.
The whole trouble started with my teasing you about Sheila. We just talked about her too much.
Entirely too much.
Good. Then it's agreed.
What's agreed?
We won't say another word about her. We won't even mention her name, no matter what.
Well, I'll kiss on that.
Oh, excuse me, dear. Hello?
Peggy, this is Betty.
Oh, yes, Betty.
Darling, I just talked to the girls, and we've got a wonderful idea. Instead of playing bridge this afternoon, let's all go to the matinee at the Orpheum and see Sheila Castle.
Oh, you mean...
Yes, dear, everyone around the school is talking about how she and your husband are such old friends, so we thought that after the matinee, you might take us backstage to meet her in person.
Well, I don't know, Betty.
Peggy, honey, surely there's no reason you wouldn't want us to meet Miss Castle, is there?
Oh, no, Betty, of course not.
Oh, but then we'll get the tickets and pick you up at 2, huh? Oh, won't it be fun?
Yeah, just barrels and barrels of. Goodbye, Betty.
I gotta go, Peg. Pete just pulled up outside.
Oh, all right. Oh, don't forget your new hat.
Oh, that's right. By the way, what are you and Betty buying there?
Buying?
Yeah, I heard you say something about barrels and barrels. Of what?
Oh, no. She wants all of us girls to go see, you're right, Ray. We're buying barrels and barrels of this stuff. Goodbye, dear.
You sent for me, Miss Bradley?
Yes, Mr. McNutley. I've been going over Miss Castle's application for the enrollment of her daughter in the school, and I believe we shall be able to take favorable action.
Well, I'm sure Miss Castle will be very happy to hear that.
Yes, we've had very few theatrical people here at Lynnhaven, and it may be very good for us. Broaden our outlook, so to speak.
Oh, I agree, Miss Bradley.
Oh, yes. And since we have the formal entrance papers ready for Miss Castle's signature, I'd like you to take them over to her.
You want me to take them to the theater?
Mr. McNutley, there's no reason you wouldn't want to, is there?
Well, No, of course not.
Oh, very well. Here they are. You can take them to her after classes this afternoon.
Thank you, Miss Bradley.
Oh, Mr. McNutley.
Yes?
Don't forget that you're a professor of a respectable woman's college and not a stage door Jimmy.
It's Johnny, Miss Bradley. Stage door Johnny.
Just a minute, buddy. How'd you sneak past me at the stage door?
I didn't sneak. I'm here to see Miss Sheila Castle.
You guys never get too old, do you?
Now, see here, I'm Professor McNutley of Lynn Haven College, an old friend of Miss Castle's, and I'd like to see her right now.
Well, you can't. She's still on stage. You're an old friend, you say?
Yes.
Well, maybe it's okay, then. The show is almost over. You can wait in Miss Castle's dressing room. Just tell Helga who you are.
Helga?
That's her Swedish maid. That's the dressing room right over there.
Okay, thanks. Helga? Not here. Well, I might as well sit down, and I guess it's okay to smoke my pipe in here. Ah, there's the curtain. Just like old times.
And these are two of my friends, Miss Castle, Betty Matthews and Helen Whitney.
How do you do, Miss Castle?
Oh, how nice to see all of you, and especially Ray's wife. You are such a sweet thing, Dorothy.
Oh, thank you, Miss Castle.
Oh, call me Sheila Pett.
Miss Castle!
Oh, excuse me, girls. I have to take another curtain call. I'll only be a minute. Wait for me in my dressing room.
Do you think we should, girl?
Oh, yes, Peggy. This will be a treasured memory for all of us. Isn't this wonderful?
What's keeping Sheila? Maybe I can go out and find her.
Well, her name must be on the dressing room door, girl.
Oh, no. Peggy and the friends, oh, if they see me. Wait a minute. Sure, I'll hide behind that dressing screen. Now I lay me down to sleep. Now I pray.
Yes, this is it.
Of all the famous stars who must have used this dressing room.
Yes, and imagine the world of secrets hidden in here.
Girls, do you smell smoke?
Hmm? Yes. Strong, isn't it? Oh, terribly. Sheila must smoke those Turkish cigarettes.
Smells more like a pipe to me.
Sheila with the pipe?
Well, probably not, but the scent smells like one. I'm used to it because Ray always...
Yes, Peggy?
It's a Turkish cigarette.
Girls, do you see what I see?
What? Where?
There, on Sheila's dressing table, with all the cosmetics.
A man's hat.
Well, what about it? It's only a hat.
Girls, I think there's a man in here with us.
Oh, no.
I tell you, I can sense it. I can almost feel him.
Do you think she has a lover hidden in here?
Oh, now, let's not be ridiculous.
Betty's hiding in that closet with all Sheila's costumes.
You mean behind that screen?
Yes. Well, let's go take a look.
Girls, wait. Oh, that smoke.
Oh, what about it?
Oh, I think the building's on fire. Let's get out of here.
Fire? Oh, my goodness. Come on, quick.
Come on, Peggy, come on.
All right, Raymond McNutley, you can come out from behind that screen.
Peggy, I can explain everything.
We'll save that for later. The girls will be coming back as soon as they find out there's no fire. We got to get you out,
Peggy,
before they...
Peggy?
Quick, behind the screen.
I can't. Sheila's costumes are reeking of that awful perfume of hers. I'll get hay fever.
Ray, please, for my
sake. All right. Look, throw me that bandana.
What, on this dressing table?
Yes, but never mind. Just give it to me. Thanks.
Peggy, there's no smoke anywhere except in this dressing room.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry, girls. It must have been my imagination.
Oh, my goodness. You certainly gave us a fright.
Yeah!
What was that?
Oh, I just sneezed. I've got a hay fever.
Oh, isn't that a shame, dear?
You cough!
Well, now, that's odd. You didn't sneeze just then, and yet I distinctly heard it.
Oh, that was my echo.
An echo? Well, it wouldn't take that long to...
Oh, it would, too. You know, sound travels slower at low altitudes.
Well... You certainly zoomed up fast on that one.
Yes, the echo came from behind that screen.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry to be so long, darlings. After the curtain calls, there were newspaper photographers.
Miss Castle, we think you should know there's somebody hiding behind your dressing screen.
My dressing screen?
Oh, now, please, girl.
Look, there's somebody's head sticking over the top right now.
Yes, and wearing a bandana.
All right, come out from behind there, whoever you are.
Oh.
I've been glad to meet you all.
Who are you? And what are you doing in my marigold robe?
A Ben Helga's cousin, ma'am. A Ben her cousin, Dagmar.
Olga.
She been got the miseries, ma'am. Ain't used helping her out.
Well, that's the queerest Swedish accent I ever heard. It sounds almost southern.
Yeah, a band from the deep south of the far north. So, Ayana Ranchon Grande. I used on my way there now. Goodbye.
Dagmar, come back here with my role.
A band, sorry, ma'am. A band got a date south of the border. Ayana Ranchon Grande. Ayana Divinia.
Without a doubt, Peggy, that was the most embarrassing afternoon of my life.
Well, it didn't have to be, darling. I know you went to the theater on business. Why hide behind Sheila's screen?
Well, honey, when I saw you and your entourage descending on me, 5,000 years of civilization simply fell away. Primordial instinct just took over.
Who'd be calling at this hour?
Good evening, Peggy.
Oh, well, Betty, come in.
Well, what brings you by, Miss Matthews?
I, came to return this hat, Professor.
Oh.
Yes, I found it in Miss Castle's dressing room, and I knew the professor wouldn't want to lose it.
Miss Matthews, what gave you the idea that this is my hat?
The initials are in it. R.M.
I see. Now, will you allow me to put on the hat, please?
Oh, well, of course. It's yours.
Now, does it fit my head, Miss Matthews?
Good heavens. Doesn't fit you at all. Sits right on top of your head.
Miss Matthews, I trust you will eventually find the rightful owner.
Well, I just don't know what to say, Mr. McNutley.
Well, I think good night would be in order, and please take the hat with you.
Yes. Good night, Professor. Peggy.
Ray, how did you do it? I know that was your hat. I bought it myself.
Yeah. But did you ever see me wear it?
No.
Because I couldn't. It was at least 3 sizes too small.
Oh, no.
I didn't tell you about it because, well, I just couldn't bring myself to hurt your feelings.
Really? You thought that much of me?
Honey, you know the way I feel about you. They can take all the Sheila Castles in the world.
Oh,
no,
darling, come here and get kissed. Chubby Wubbykins. Dagmar. Just come and get it.
Ray Milland will be back in just a moment. Tonight's show was adapted for radio by Leonard St. Clair from a television show by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosher and was directed by Joe Rhines. The Ray Milland Show is a review production. Every week, GE Radios and GE Television bring you transcribed the General Electric Comedy Theater starring Ray Milland in Meet Mr. McNutley on both radio and TV. Consult your newspaper for time and station. Now, here's Ray Milland.
Thank you, Del. Join the McNutleys next week and every week on radio and television. You'll enjoy the shows best with a GE Clock Radio and a GE TV with Ultravision. So give them a look at your GE dealers. They're a friend of mine. Good night.
In tonight's cast were Verna Felton, Joan Banks, Mary Jane Croft, Dean Vanderpile, and Charlie Cantor. And this is Del Sharbert speaking.
An episode of Meet Mr. McNutley from March 18th, 1954. The television version of that comedy would be broadcast on CBS TV from 1953 to 55. And in the second season, Professor McNutley switched from English instruction to drama. And the school went from Lynn Haven College to Comstock University. McNutley's own name even changed. It was adjusted to McNulty, which coincidentally was the real last name of Jack Benny cast member and singer Dennis Day. Later, Meet Mr. McNulty was simply known as The Ray Milland Show. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and earlier I mentioned some of his early films, including an Oscar-winning turn in the 1945 Best Picture winner, The Lost Weekend. Well, later in life, Milland continued to work. And in 1972, he showed up in a bizarre sci-fi horror comedy, The Thing with Two Heads. I'll share a little bit more about that at the end of the show. Because up next on Wynn Radio Was, we return with the comedy of Burns and Allen. Be right back.
Love and hate, and the Black Sea Rocks, and a lunatic's moon at midnight. And no help on this earth for a wounded heart but time itself. A tide was rising now, and rising fast. And hidden by the darkness, a wave curled and broke. And time ran out.
Insurance investigator Johnny Dollar was a man of contradictions. He was tough but compassionate, sarcastic but thoughtful. You never knew quite what he might do to solve a case, but you always knew he'd get it done.
I know, and you've been selling me that story for the last 12 hours. That's what's held me back, but I've got to have more details.
All right. A friend who's with me, a prospector named Jed Marsh, will meet you here at the Forest Service phone in an hour. He'll be in a green station wagon.
When did you get a hold of a green station wagon?
We haven't yet. We're about to steal it. So long, Lieutenant.
Bob Bailey stars as Dollar for five fascinating five-part serial adventures and a collection of harrowing half-hour tales in Radio Spirit's 10-CD Fatal Matters collection.
What's the matter?
Somebody outside the door of this room, I think. Hold on, Rennie.
Yeah, no, wait a minute, Johnny. All right, what do you think you're doing?
Johnny, hello.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, Fatal Matters, is regularly $39.98. But when Radio Oz listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Yup, save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Bailey77.
Tomorrow, a lion's den reluctantly opens its door to let a trusting victim step inside. And the victim? Me. Join us, won't you?
Order Fatal Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Bailey77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
With your growing number of connected devices at home, be it mobile, streaming, gaming, and smart home tech, your home Wi-Fi is bound to suffer from slower speeds. Fortunately, the future of home Wi-Fi is here with Wi-Fi 6, which is up to 3 times faster and has up to 4 times the capacity. But in order to enjoy all the benefits of Wi-Fi 6, you're going to need a router that can keep up. And that's where TP-Link's series of Wi-Fi 6 routers comes in, with incredibly fast dual-band speeds and up to 3 times faster, which is great for 4K or even 8K streaming and online gaming. Working from home, 4 streams let your router talk to more devices and connect all your devices at the same time. Plus, there's parental controls that allow you to create user profiles, time limits, reports, and if the kids don't come when you call them for dinner, you can even suspend their Wi-Fi. Check out your options at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to Wynn Radio Was and George and Gracie. Their special guest, a big screen star who also worked on radio in the series Dangerous Assignment. This episode is from the evening of January 19th, 1943.
Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap. Well, it's Tuesday night again. Time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen, their guests, Brian Donlevy, Jimmy Cash, and Paul Whiteman and his music. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. Well, it's morning at the Burns home, a very special morning. And we find Gracie upstairs talking to her little duck, Herman, while she puts on her most charming and alluring negligee.
Well, Herman, do you know why Mama's getting all dressed up this morning? Well, it's my wedding anniversary. It was on this day that I married your daddy, George. I could have married the banker's son, but I picked George instead. Oh, Herman, you mustn't feel that way. Daddy George is a wonderful man, and I love him better than anybody in the world. Don't cry, baby. I mean, I love him better than anybody in the world that doesn't have feathers. Oh, Herman, I'll never forget my wedding day. I was all dressed in white and the organ was playing. Da 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 George always takes the package out of his pocket, and I always say, for me? And he always says, yes, darling. And I always say, I wonder what could be in it as I unwrap the perfume. Well, I better hurry down. George will be so thrilled when he sees my new negligee. Well, George, how do I look?
You better go and put some clothes on. You catch cold.
Well, George, don't you know what it means when a wife puts on her nicest negligee?
Yeah, too lazy to get dressed.
George Burns, do you know what day this is?
Sure, Tuesday.
Yes, but it's January 19th.
Oh, sure. Gosh, I'm getting absent-minded.
Oh, I knew you'd remember.
Of course. This is the day I go to the barbershop to get my scalp treatment.
Oh.
But, sweetheart, it's not that bad. I'm just a little thin on top. I've got plenty of hair left.
I don't care how much hair you've got left. You couldn't be any more of a beast if you were an ape.
Hey, what's going on here? What is it?
Oh, come in.
Baby, darling.
Jotsie Sagwell.
Is something wrong? Oh,
darned if I know. She's all excited because I'm losing a little hair.
Now, Gracie, stop crying. What's the matter?
Oh, my husband doesn't love me anymore, Tootsie. My marriage is going on the rocks.
Oh, is that all? I thought someone had stolen all your butter.
But George forgot our wedding anniversary today.
Oh, that's nothing. Lots of husbands do that.
Well, Papa's never forgotten his anniversary. The minute he sneezes in the morning, he runs out and gets Mama a present.
The minute he sneezes?
Uh-huh. Their wedding anniversary falls on the same day his hay fever starts.
Oh, but you see, George hasn't anything to remind him, Gracie. He hasn't got hay fever.
I know. Isn't it awful?
Oh, George doesn't appreciate you. But just let some other man flirt with you and see how jealous he'll get. Gracie, that's an idea. I'll make him jealous.
Oh, but I couldn't flirt with another man, Tootsie. When I married George, I made up my mind that romance was over for me.
Look, Gracie, suppose I get a date and go out with you and George, and then my date will flirt with you.
Oh, but I don't want to even lead him on.
You don't have to. Any man who goes out with me always flirts with the other girl.
Well, I guess a double date would be all right. I'll try anything to make George love me again.
Good. Oh, look who's running up the walk. Just the man for my half, Bill Goodwin. Oh, but he won't go out with me.
Well, maybe I can fix it, Tootsie.
Hiya, Gracie.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Hello, Tootsie.
Hello, Bill.
Oh, Tootsie. Tootsie, calm down. You get excited when you just hear a pair of pants.
Well, I tell you, I'm kind of out of breath from doing my road work. You see, I got the idea from my pal, Brian Donlevy. He lives just down the street. You know, Briny and I were in Wake Island together. I always call him Briny.
What does he call you?
Sam. He never can remember my name.
Gracie, ask about the date.
Oh, yes. Bill, would you like to have a blind date tonight?
No, I like him sober.
Oh, no. I don't mean that. This girl is crazy about you, Bill.
Well, is she beautiful?
She's friendly.
Is she beautiful?
Well, she's a good sport.
Gracie, are her initials by any chance T. Sagwell?
Well, yes.
Well, forget it, Gracie. The date may be blind, but I'm not. Goodbye.
There goes our double date. All he's interested in is looking like Brian Donlevy. Gracie, Brian Donlevy.
Where?
I mean, he's just the man to make George jealous.
Oh, well, do you think
I
should?
Are you girls still in a huddle? What's so interesting?
Well, George, if a certain husband neglected a certain wife, do you think that certain wife should make that certain husband jealous so he'll sit up and take notice?
Well, I certainly do. Is the wife pretty?
Oh, she's very pretty.
Well, bring her over. I'll make her jealous.
This is George Burns and Gracie Allen, and we'll be back with more right after this brief intermission.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Streaming, gaming, and smart home tech, your home Wi-Fi is bound to suffer from slower speeds. Fortunately, the future of home Wi-Fi is here with Wi-Fi 6, which is up to 3 times faster and has up to 4 times the capacity. But in order to enjoy all the benefits of Wi-Fi 6, you're going to need a router that can keep up. And that's where TP-Link's series of Wi-Fi 6 routers comes in, with incredibly fast dual-band speeds and up to 3 times faster, which is great for 4K or even 8K streaming and online gaming. Working from home, 4 streams let your router talk to more devices and connect all your devices at the same time. Plus, there's parental controls that allow you to create user profiles, time limits, reports, and if the kids don't come when you call them for dinner, you can even suspend their Wi-Fi. Check out your options at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days to save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
And now, let's get back to George and Gracie on When Radio Was.
Brian Donlevy's house must be right around here somewhere, Gracie.
Yes, Bill said. Oh, there it is, across the street. See, there's Mr. Donlevy in the yard, skipping rope.
Oh, oh yes. Oh, he's got nothing on but his shorts. Isn't he gorgeous?
Well, I don't think he's as pretty as George. George has such nice, smooth arms. But look at those things on Mr. Donlevy.
What?
Those big bumps. I think they call them muscles.
Well, some people think they look nice on a man. Come on, let's make the date.
All right. I'll go over and flirt with Brian Donlevy, but it's certainly an odd way to make a husband happy. Gee, I hope I'm still attractive.
Well, good luck, Gracie.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Aren't you Brian Donlevy?
Yep. What's the matter? You got something in your eye?
No, I'm winking at you. I'm a flirt.
You're a flirt. Oh, a flirt. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, sort of a young vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think I'm cute?
Yes, as a matter of fact, you are. A little direct, but cute.
Well, do you really think I'm cute?
Mm-hmm.
If you were standing on a corner and I passed by, would you say...
Oh, no, I'm much too well-bred. But I might murmur...
Oh, thank goodness. Do it again. Oh, you don't know. know what music that is to my ears.
Do you have a name, or do I just whistle for you?
Oh, no. My name is Gracie Brine. Oh, come on, let's flirt some more.
All right. Well, I've told you how much I liked you. You haven't said what you think of me.
Oh, Brian, must you ask as you stand there with your muscles gleaming in the sun? I saw you in Wake Island, Brian, and you were adorable.
Thanks. Whenever I play a Marine, I try to make him as adorable as possible.
Oh, dear, now you're angry with me. Oh, sure, you wouldn't be losing your temper with a pretty little Irish Colleen now, would you?
Why shouldn't I? Well, now, what's this? You'll not be after telling me you're a lass from the owl country.
Oh, sure, and don't I look it?
Faith, and that you do.
Huh, sure, and that's because I am.
Faith, and now are you?
Oh, sure, and I am.
Faith.
Sure.
Tell me now, Colleen, what part of the old side are you after hailing from?
San Francisco.
Oh. No, that isn't the old country, my girl. I'm from Independence, Missouri.
Oh, you know, Brian, I like you.
Thanks.
Would you care to go out on a double date tonight?
Faith, and that I... Oh, pardon me. Yes, I'd be very happy to, Gracie.
Oh, good. Meet me in my house at 8:00. It's a big white one on the corner.
All right, that's a date.
Swell. Oh, Brian.
Yep.
Oh, once more.
What? Oh.
Goodbye. Isn't it exciting, George? I know we'll have lots of fun double dating with Brian Donlevy. He'll be here in a few minutes.
Gee, that's swell.
Jealous, dear?
Of course not.
Oh. Mr. Donlevy is awfully nice. So strong and handsome.
Yeah, he certainly is.
Jealous, dear?
No, why should I be?
Oh. Well, would you be jealous if he made eyes at me tonight?
Why should he make eyes at you? He's got a date of his own.
Yeah, but he might think I'm cute. Lots of people think so. Is there anybody in this room who thinks so? Not counting me.
I do, and let's have less of the silly talk.
Oh, that must be Mr. Donlevy now. You entertain him, dear, while I run up and powder my nose.
Okay. Hello, come on in, Mr. Donlevy.
Thanks.
I'm George Burns, the other end of this double date.
Oh. Well, pleased to meet you, Mr. Burns. Hey, I hope you're doing as well tonight as I am. Have I got a date with a swell dish?
Well, have yourself a time.
Thanks.
You don't have to be embarrassed in front of me.
Well, hey, who's your date?
My wife.
Oh.
Oh, but she's plenty cute.
Just wait till you see this cute little Irish girl I'm taking out. Oh, brother.
That's a coincidence. My wife's Irish, too.
Yeah? Say, are we going to have some fun tonight?
You said it's going to be murder.
Say, George, what's the best way to make progress with a Colleen? Flattery?
Oh, that's too slow for the Irish.
Yeah?
Take my advice and move right in.
Oh. Wait a minute. Did you mean I should step right up and say, how about a kiss?
Say nothing.
Huh?
Just grab her, pick her up, and smack her. She'll love it.
Grab her, pick her up, and smack her right here?
Sure, don't mind me. I'm regular.
Okay, Burns, thanks for the tip.
Gee, you look cute.
Yeah, what'd they tell you?
Hey, kid. Hey. 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 What is that? What does this mean? You cut that out. You put my wife down.
Jealous, dear?
Jealous?
The first half of a George Burns and Gracie Allen episode from January 19th, 1943. We'll add the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier I mentioned a 1972 cult sci-fi motion picture known as The Thing with Two Heads. It starred Ray Milland as a rich but racist man who's dying so he has his head placed on another man's body. When his health deteriorates rapidly, doctors are forced to transplant his head onto the only available candidate, a black man from death row. Well, my question this time, can you name the former professional football player who portrayed that inmate? I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
MusicRewind.com brings you 100 hits of the great crooners, a four CD collection of silky smooth original recordings sung by your favorite artists.
That music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. Hey there.
Order 100 hits of the great crooners at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and save over 10% off the original price. Pay only $19.98, plus save on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code WOW77.
Why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
Enjoy some of the greatest crooners of all time, including Bing Crosby, Tony Bennett, Nat King Cole, Ray Charles, Fred Astaire, Louis Armstrong, and so many more.
Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river.
Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to take advantage of this great offer. Use promo code WOW77 to save over 10% off the original price and get reduced shipping.
I'm crossing you in style someday. It's just the thought of you.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com to get 100 hits of the great crooners at the special price of only $19.98 and get a bonus on shipping. Remember promo code WOW77 to get this amazing deal. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Creeble.
A Loveland, Colorado homeowner could go to jail for protecting his property from melting snow. He paid $10,000 for a permit to add a small addition, but then the city changed the rules. He had to stop work, pay another $30,000 for a new permit, and wait for approval. He waited so long winter came, and melting snow was pouring off the unfinished roof into his basement. He tacked up some plastic to temporarily route the water away, and the city compliance officers pounced. He was dragged into court for putting up plastic without a permit while waiting for the permit. Even the court could not figure out what he had done to deserve such abuse. In America, it's the government's job to protect our rights, not steal them. Thieves go to jail, not innocent victims.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about the 1972 cult classic film, The Thing with Two Heads. It finds Ray Milland's character's head transplanted onto the body of a death row inmate, played by former professional football player turned actor, Rosie Grier. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and remember to visit us at the website. It's easy to remember. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.